time, so I hope you have something to take, some copious notes, and let's give it up for Mr. Dave Cibula.
Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours. Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Happy days. We had a great program, Happy Days. Remember the Fonz? He has more hair than I had. David, you did a great job today, and all of you, and Leslie and Mark, thank you guys for putting up with me at 2 o'clock in the morning. And this couple that it was informed that I was being flying into Provo, and so they were at the Provo airport when I called, and they had to drive all the way back to Salt Lake because Dave gave them the wrong information. Is there an airport in Provo? Okay, I just want to make sure. But I'm very excited about being here today, and it's my honor to be here. I get a lot of accolades and a lot of nice things said about me, and I appreciate that very much. And I'm very honored and very humbled by the fact that people want my autograph or even take a picture with me. That was not my intentions of getting involved in prepaid legal a number of years ago. I just wanted to make some money. And I'm sure today that's a lot of your interest, am I right? Okay, because as you listen to the people come across the stage, and recognition is a great part of the things that we do in the world of prepaid legal. I love that part of it because, most of the time you work all your life and you don't get recognized for anything unless you do something wrong. Then everybody's coming around saying, hey, look, you goofed up here, okay? And the only reason I didn't stick around corporate America very long is because I understood they gave you a gold watch at the end of the deal. And I really felt that was backwards, I said, give it to me now, and I'll be here on time every week. Doesn't that make a lot more sense? I mean, what do you care about a gold watch if you've been 40 years somewhere? You don't even use it. You don't care about time anymore. So, let me take you today. I'm gonna give you a lot of good things today. Okay, things that will help you. Things will simplify it. If you're going to learn anything about Dave Cibula today, one thing you're going to learn about is the simplicity of how I operate. Okay, there's nothing magical or mystical about me. It's just my simplicity. And I learned a long time ago that fundamentals is what really that we should all be doing more of. Okay, I'm not a complicated guy. If it's complicated, I ain't going to do it. I'm still using a phone. The people say it's obsolete. Well, it works. Now, I don't text off of it. I don't do anything like that. But because, I've got 4,000 text messages. But I don't know how to retrieve them. So once a year I go back to the convention. There's a little girl that sits there and does all that. But all I really care is about, can I talk to somebody on the other end? All right? I've won championship after championship in Georgia. This year I was particularly proud of the fact that I took a football team to the championship. And it was a team that basically was not even in the hunt, okay, in our local market area. It was a team that was relatively, as far as athletic ability is concerned, was probably one of my weaker teams that I've ever had. And we thought, because we were in such a tough division, there was four divisions, and each division has eight teams at minimum in the division, that if we could win four games, okay, out of eight games, that would be a great, great season. And obviously if you won five, you could what they do is they take the top four teams, okay, in each division, and you'll finish in the number one, two, or three, or four in the seed, or seeded, okay? Well, we won one of our last games, and so we finished 5-3. And so we had a pretty good season, so we're number four in our seed. Now we're gonna go play the number one team in another division. Obviously, that has not lost a game. But we started seeing something magical, mystical with this team, and because we work so hard on fundamentals. I am just an absolute coach of fundamentals. I believe that if you can teach a team block, tackle, run, and catch, and you do that over and over, day after day after day after day, and you have a drill factor that you just basically pound that and pound that, eventually you're gonna get across to the kids, okay? And that's what we did with this group, okay? Not blessed with great speed. So make a long story short, we went into that first seed and we wound up knocking off the number one team. And then we came back to the next bracket and we knocked off the number two team. And then we came back in the third bracket and knocked off another number one team. And then we got to play for the Georgia State Championship a couple nights ago in Atlanta, Georgia, okay, against a team that was really a very, very, very good team. We wound up losing the game 13-6. But it was a great example of kids just coming together and with the will to win, okay, with the will to win. And I can guarantee you, I've never read Art Williams' book because I really believe that each and every day we write our own pages in life, okay? But one of the things that I can tell you, number one, that sets anything apart from anything else in building a business or doing anything in life is that's the will to win, okay? And if you've got the will to win here today, and if you've got the will to achieve more in your life, and you've got the will to accomplish more in your life, then I can honestly promise you this, as somebody who's traveled a long way and enjoying your beautiful snowstorm out there, is that you're in the right place today, okay? I can confidently tell all of you today that from my experience of being around in, you know, the industry, being around businesses, that we probably have never been placed in a better position than we're in right now. You know, a few weeks ago, I was down on the beach and they were talking about the planets lining up, okay? And some of you, you know, the planets were lining up. And I thought for myself, I said, you know, not often. They said, now you better get out there and look at this tonight, Dave, because you may not see it in your lifetime again, all right? So I said, okay, I'm going to run out there and make sure I get suck this all in, okay? And they're right about certain things. Sometimes it's virtually decades or lifetimes that things line up that you get a chance to see. Would you agree with that statement? And when I started looking at that, I started thinking about the fact is that we go through life and not very often do we ever get the chance where the planets line up correctly where we get a chance to see it. And when I think of prepaid legal, ladies and gentlemen, I think about the fact that, you know, when you look at everything in the world that we live in right now, okay, obviously the factors of people and the need to make more money, the need to have access to legal system, okay, those are two unique little planets out there, okay, that really have never come together, all right? And then you tie all that in with an opportunity planet, okay, such as prepaid legal, and you line them all up, then you have to say to yourself, geez, I am in the right place at the right time. I'm getting a chance to see something that may not be seen for another 100 years from now, okay, as far as the business world is concerned. So today, you know, I want to sell you hard on the fact that where you're at is the right place, but also want to sell you on the fact is that where you're about to go and where we're about ready to venture into is really the best part of the world of prepaid legal services. I think we've taken 36 years just to get ready to get to the starting gates. And I've said that over and over before. Sometimes it takes so long to build something that and really fine-tune it before it's ready to become something that, you know, of real quality. You know, if you think about I used the example many years ago, the space shuttle. You know, when Kennedy stood up and said, we're going to join the space race, you know, many of you weren't even born, but he just said, this, no, we're going to join the space race. You know, we couldn't pull one out of somebody's garage, you know, and say, hey, look, let's line this thing up and shoot it up. We're going to get up to the moon in the next 30 days. Wasn't that way at all. They had to foundationally start putting together, okay, the intricate parts of all that to come together. You know, the engineering, the brilliant minds, the fuel, all the things it takes. How many misfires probably that we never will ever hear about? You know, how many engines failed? How many wings fell apart in the tunnels and all the things that we never heard about, okay? And then, you know, decades later, all of a sudden, we start shooting this thing up and man, we're all excited. We're watching it. I was a kid watching it on, you know, TV and so on and so forth. And it was a big thing. You know, they almost really cancel school because of it, okay? All right. Now today, the space shuttle goes up. We don't even know about it. We don't even hear about it. You know, that was coming back. Oh, I never knew it went up. Okay, am I right? Because it's such a routine thing. But it took all those years before it really got to the point where it was really going to be an everyday factor. That's what's happening in the world of prepaid legal. If you start lining up all those planets, you start lining up the planets of the regulatory bodies, the planets of the political arena, okay, and all that, and start looking at where they're all coming together with our company, it's very unique. Because when I went to Ada, Oklahoma in 1992, you know, really it was a trip that I made because Roger Staubach had became a shareholder in Prepaid Legal, and I'm a big football fan. And I actually met with Roger and really got a good feel for what they were doing. He says, you know, he felt that what was going on in the world of Prepaid Legal was pretty exciting. And so that made me continue on from Dallas, Texas, up north to head up to Ada, Oklahoma, which I still swear to goodness, when I arrived here, I honestly didn't think electricity had hit that part of the world yet. I stayed at a hotel. Of course, I'm the only one that's allowed to make fun of prepaids in Ada. Everybody else, they're very careful with what they say. Me, I let loose. Okay? I stayed at a hotel I think was called the Green Frog. Now, Mr. Stolzheimer still gets mad when I say that. He says, Dave, we've never had a hotel in Ada, Oklahoma named the Green Frog. And I said, well, maybe that's true, sir. But I said, with all the letters blowing off this hotel, whatever it was, it spelled Green Frog. I still believe that, all right? All right? But the reason I'm telling you this quick little story for our guests today, for our new associates, is that my travel there was kind of like taking me back to my hometown in Ohio, where there was, you know, I grew up in a little village, as I mentioned earlier today. And Beverly and I grew up on the same street. It was kind of an atmosphere where, you know, my mom used to cook for all the neighborhood and everybody come in. You know, it was just a great, great atmosphere. And I'm sure many of you have the same kind of stories. So I went into Ada, Oklahoma. I found prepaid. There were five people at that time working in the marketing department. So I went in and I took a tour. That day they had a big week. They had did 400 sales that week. Got a chance to go up and meet Mr. Stolzheimer. Now what impressed me about Mr. Stolzheimer was all the reasons people shouldn't be impressed, okay? Number one, there were no limousines parked out in front of Ada, Oklahoma's offices, okay? Mr. Stolzheimer wasn't wearing a very expensive suit, and the office furniture, was not, you know, the best, okay? But when I sat down and I met with him and I talked with him, you know, what was impressive is his commitment to what he was doing. The ethical factor that he had in his life that you look for people, okay? You know, you look for people that have certain things, but then you look for people that have real stability. You look for the coach you can trust at the play he's calling. You know, he's made a fairly good decision based on the athletes that this is going to possibly be our best opportunity to win, okay? And I saw where he had went through the difficult times, and he survived them. Most people go through the little trials and tribulations, they fall apart. He went through them and survived it. I saw where he was committed to his community, was committed to his family. I saw where he was a guy that, when I walked around the offices, I saw people with letter sweaters on with P on it. I kept thinking, what, do you guys all go to the same high school? I said, what's this P? And they said, prepaid. I said, you people are so proud of your company, you'll wear a letter sweater? Now, how many of you wouldn't even think about that? Going to your offices tomorrow morning, right? You know, you wouldn't even think about that, but yet they had, you know. And then I started to understand the community. And the community was, these people went, you know, their kids went to school together. They all went to church together. They were people that, you know, were at the Friday night football games together. And they were the people that raised money together in their communities and so forth. And man, that just struck me. And I thought, of all my business ventures in my life, I came back to full circle. I came back to my hometown in Ada, Oklahoma, that wasn't in Ohio. And I told Mr. Stolzheimer, I said, look, I said, when I leave here, I says, I'm pretty convinced now from what I've seen that you guys are for real. I says, you know, and I'm going to go out and build the biggest business your company's ever seen. And they says, well, you know how many people come through the door and say that? I said, yeah, I said, I know. I said, but I said, I'm going to do it. I said, I believe what you're doing is good. I believe what you're doing is right. And I believe the end result of all this is the real winner is the person who buys the membership in Prepaid Legal. And I said, that to me is a really, exciting thing about your company. And I told him, I said, I won't see you for 3 years. He says, 3 years? He says, why 3 years? And I said, well, I'll be gone. When I get on this playing field, I'm going to be gone. And I said, I'll come around. He said, call me every once in a while, but I said, I'll be gone. And for 3 years, I came back to Atlanta, Georgia. I didn't know everything about Prepaid Legal. I wasn't the expert. And the reason I'm telling you that as a guest here today, as a new associate, some of you think you've got to be that good at what you got to do. Okay? You know, you think you got to be that good. I mean, if you know, there's people in here that do a lot of skiing. If I would, I don't know much about skiing, but I could probably, you know, fake a good instructor. And, you know, and I could probably get you to put the skis on, and I could get you to the top of the hill, right? And I just push you. And you know, I might not know all the things that you need to know, but I do know that, you know, you go downhill, right? Am I right? Now, that might not be the best instructions, but the point I'm trying to make is kind of the instructions that I had when I left prepaid legal. Just get on the slope and go down the hill. I didn't understand the fact that we weren't open in every state. Nobody told me that. I had 200 people signed up in Ohio at a meeting one night, only to get a call from prepaid legal the next day and saying, you know, we got all these applications from Ohio, Dave, that's great, but we ain't in Ohio. I said, man, that's some crap. So I had to go back and explain to everybody that we weren't there yet, but we were doing a good job. And that we could go ahead and start selling memberships in Indiana because we were open there. Well, some people didn't like that. But the point I'm trying to make is that I didn't know everything there was to know. Sometimes people say, well, I got to read the manual. I got to know everything there is to know about all this. I didn't know any of that. In fact, I didn't even know we had a manual. Okay, I will tell you this. If you guys sit around and read a manual, you're in trouble. None of you read the manual of your car, yet you drive it. Am I right? Some of you still don't know where your jack is or your spare tire. I found mine under my Explorer one day because I dropped my wallet. And I looked up and said, oh, there you are. All right, there you are. But if I really needed it, I probably would go to the manual and find it, okay? All right? So I want to get you down to basics and fundamentals things, okay? And that's what's going to help you build a business. But I also want you to get to understand how big of a business opportunity that you've got. I recently did I showed a program at a national convention. They use it as part of the core training called The Wheel now. How many have seen The Wheel, okay? All right, to understand how big the business really is. And maybe if I get a little help, we could put this board back up on the stage here just a second. And I'll play with that just for a minute to help everybody in training. And I'm going to move this out of the way so you all don't have to keep looking around it, okay? All right, Harlan, you got anything to say? Okay, all right. All right. And... I like that. That's good. I can get away with that. When I started taking a look at prepaid legal, I started recognizing, I don't know if it's a very good wheel, but prehistoric days, that's about what they look like. And eventually what happens to a wheel? Well, it was made out of stone way back then, okay? But when it rolled down the hill and hit another stone, it usually broke because it didn't have any support. Okay, it didn't have any support. And from a business side today, I want to impress all of our business people here today to realize how big of a market that you really have. Prepaid in 1972 added its first spoke to the wheel of opportunity, and that was the family plan. Okay, you know, that's our family plan. That's pretty much what I went through today. That's our $26 a month program, life events program, okay? That's our family. That's our base ingredients to our company, okay? Now, you think about McDonald's when they started off, okay, way back when, what did they start off with? Hamburgers, right? Hamburgers, french fries, and a milkshake. Eventually, what happened is McDonald's started to expand. People bought into that, you know, bought into those hamburgers. One day, somebody walked into McDonald's and said, look, I'd like to have a fish sandwich. And McDonald's said, man, we don't market fish sandwiches. You know, we're in the burger business. That's what we market. It's what we build our empire on. You know, we're in that. But, you know, all of a sudden, you know what McDonald's started to recognize? There were other fish places starting to pop up. And fish sandwiches, there was a great need for fish sandwiches. So what did they decide one day? Hey, look, we better offer fish sandwiches. So they offered fish sandwiches, and overnight they became the largest fish sandwich operation in the world, just overnight, because they already had the client base. Would you agree? So the point I'm trying to make is that if you look at prepaid legal, is in very similar ways, you know, this is kind of how things started. We started with the base ingredients of the family plan, but as time went along, somebody walked in one day and said, hey, you know what? Your product has a great potential to be offered into corporate America, okay? So we decided at that point, hey, that made a great deal of sense because if legal problems are there, let's add another spoke and call this group, okay? This is group. If 52% of the country's got a legal problem, why should, and companies offer benefits, as you know, medical benefits and other benefits, why couldn't this possibly become one also? So all of a sudden, we added a fish sandwich. And certain people like fish sandwiches that more than they did the burger. You know, they like the burger, but they saw, hey, there's an opportunity with the fish sandwich. And the next thing you knew, we had another spoke in the wheel of opportunity. Now remember, this spoke didn't happen all at once, okay? Because we were a regulated industry, it's taken all this time over 36 years to start putting these spokes back, you know, in the wheel of opportunity. Somebody walked in one day, like McDonald's, and said, "Hey, I'd like to have a chicken sandwich." We don't market chicken. You know, we're into fish. We got some burgers, but we don't even market chicken. All right. So what happened? They started saw some chicken places pop up every once in a while. I said, "You know what? Maybe we should offer chicken sandwiches." Next thing you knew, McDonald's offered chicken sandwiches, and overnight they became one of the leaders in the world in selling chicken sandwiches. Somebody walked into prepaid legal one day and said, "You know, the truckers out there today have legal problems, our commercial drivers program. They have problems, okay? They have problems, you know? So we decided, hey, let's put together something for the truckers. Okay, you and I are in bed tonight at 1 o'clock in the morning, but those truckers are traveling the roads. Many of them have legal issues and challenges and so forth. Now, none of you are going to run out and do this program tomorrow morning, okay, all right? But somebody else, okay, is going to like what? The chicken sandwich versus the fish sandwich versus the hamburger. So we added another spoke to the wheel of opportunity. As it came along, as the wheel started to go over the years now, okay, then came another spoke in the opportunity, and we call this one, obviously, small business, okay? Small biz. Small business has big business problems, okay? It's the backbone of America. You can walk out here today, you're in downtown Salt Lake City or wherever it may be, and all the shopping malls are made up of little what? Shops, would you all agree? Once, you know, each end, they got a big retailer, but generally speaking, it's the little shops. Big, small business owners have big business problems. So we have the ability to offer now a product to the small business owner, okay, which basically, you know, kind of has like McDonald's. Now they got salads, and, you know, now they got, you're competing with Starbucks coffee. Would you all agree? Okay, putting all that stuff in there. So the menu started to broaden. So all of a sudden, now we have a product designed for the small business owner we didn't have before. Then, long line, obviously, we get approached one day by Kroll, and all of a sudden, we had another spoke to the wheel called identity theft. An identity theft problem, which is a wheel all of its own, as many of you well know, okay? But that, all of a sudden, now affects everybody in the world because identity theft is, you know, obviously a massive, growing epidemic situation that will never stop. And some of you, y'all need to understand that there's no way to control this. There's no way to, the only way to do this is have a defensive mechanism in place, okay? All right? It's like the flood's coming, what do you do? You know, find a life jacket or get a boat, okay, all right? You got to find something. You're not going to stop the water, okay? And that's what's happening with identity theft. And we need to understand that this is affecting everything. It affects small business, the truckers, the group, family, or everybody, all right? So now we have the other spoke in the wheel. Then obviously, then we ended it up the spoke by putting into a program called ADRS. Now, ADRS is not something anyone in this room should be running out and doing. Some of you might want to do that. But the bottom line is ADRS stands for Affirmative Defense Response System. Okay, it's just a nice name that we came up with, a way of helping companies become compliant with issues that now are in place that weren't here before. You know, there's rules and regulations out there today that we never even heard of. You know, I mean, publicly traded companies, you know, like prepaid legal, fall under guidelines like Sarbanes-Oxley, two senators, you know, who basically went out and started protecting us because of inside trading. Okay? We're seeing similar things now in Congress and all this stuff. These people getting having to commit, you know, go in there and state their issues and why they make so much money and why they're flying private planes in and so on and so forth. Point is, publicly traded companies were, there were people selling their stock out before you and I. They knew stuff we didn't know. Okay, so the stock plummeted so bad. Well, two senators came along and said, "We're going to put you guys in jail. And we're going to put rules and regulations in place that publicly traded companies have to adhere to." So the bottom line is prepaid legal spent millions of dollars to protect you as an investor. Many of you in this room today are shareholders of prepaid legal. You might, you know, whether you own one share of stock, you're a shareholder in this company. We have to protect that information. So we made Fort Knox out of Ada, Oklahoma. When you go to prepaid legal, it takes a lot of things to get in the door, okay? I mean, you know, computers shut down. Everything is done, you know. It's really a very... So we spent millions. And then we decided that other companies in America probably weren't doing this right. So, you know, and then there were other rules that came on. You know, rules like FACTA, HIPAA, Gramm-Leach-Briley. Now, I always thought those were wineries in California. I had no idea that, you know. Now, if you ask me what FACTA did or HIPAA did or Brand, I don't know. Don't really care. But I know you know. And if you know, that's all that's important. I don't need to read it. All those books are that thick. Okay? I just need to know how to say it. All right? Now, so the bottom line is that we can go into companies and we can help them become in somewhat protective because that's what the laws ask you to do. Take some viable precautions, okay, that are good, so you don't put yourself in jeopardy of information leaking out and certain things happening. So now we're able to do that with a program called ADRS. All right. So what we have now is we completed this wheel of opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. And so we don't go out today to touch 1 or 2% of the marketplace, okay? Even though that's all we've got right now, we have a wheel that rolls over 100% of the population. We touch 100% of the population, okay? So I don't care where I'm at today. At any given moment, my wheel of opportunity will roll over you. It will roll over you. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. Now, the key that you want to learn today and what you want to hear about is how do you recruit into the business? Am I right? Because it comes back down to recruiting. So that's what I call, and that's why in your core training you'll see this R in the middle of this. It stands for recruiting. It is the grease that makes the axle move. And recruiting is easy. Somebody said, well, it's not easy. It is if you quit complicating it. All right? I'm going to share with you what I've been sharing all over this country that is helping so many people right now recruit and build better because they're trying to be somebody that they don't need to be. Okay? Recruiting is nothing more than sharing what you have. You know, one of my neighbors on Pawleys Island, South Carolina, if you ever go to PawleysIslandRealty.com, you can see a little bit of the island. It's a very famous hammock. Anybody remember that hammock? Pawleys Island rope hammock? No, you don't use them out here in Salt Lake. So anyway, you know, but it's one of the oldest islands in America. One of my neighbors is a lady by the name of Stephanie Menon. Now, you might know that name because of the Menon Corporation. Okay, Menon underarm deodorant, Menon talcum powder when you were growing up, some of you. And, you know, I mean, you have to be pretty old to grow up with Menon talcum. But anyway, okay, her and I walked the beach one day. She's about, you know, I don't want to state her name here, but she's up there. And we walked the beach periodically. And I just met her accidentally walking out her door one day. She's got a beautiful beach place that sits right beside mine, actually. And we started talking, and I found out who Stephanie Menon was. And I said, Stephanie, tell me about the Menon Corporation. You know, tell me how it came to be. And she started telling me about her great-great-grandfather, Gerard Menon, okay? And about the fact that he was a chemist, and he came up with this talcum, you know, this cornstarch type of product that people used to use for corns and different things like that, all right? And that in New Jersey, what he would do, he had a minstrel guy that would walk with him, and he would start talking, you know, explaining what his product was and so forth, and that you could pick it up in the little local drugstore over here, okay? A little talcum powder thing, okay, you know, that they created. Across the street, she said, was another guy by the name of Hines who used to push a basket up and down the streets of New Jersey selling his tomato paste and his tomatoes, okay? And I started to read, and she gave me a little book on the story of all this. Now, the reason I don't know why I'm telling you this, but here's why, okay? Is that how they started off and where they wound up, what they became. One became the Heinz Corporation, as you and I know, the Heinz Ketchup Company, and the other one became the Menon Company that eventually sold out to Colgate, Palmolive, back about 25 or 30 years ago. But I learned what I was learning from that was just the simplicity things that they did in order to get their business underway that eventually built these massive empires. Okay, and I'm trying to bring that into this train today so that you understand the simplicity of things. If you just had a tomato, you can build an empire. If you just had a little talcum powder, you might build the Menon Corporation. Okay. But, you know, somewhere along the way, you got to get started, okay? And recruiting is something everybody in this room already knows how to do. But I'm going to put it in 4 steps for you so you understand it. Everything I do is in 4s. I don't do anything above 4. If you tell me it's 5, I probably won't do it, okay? Okay? Because I don't want to read everything there is. Again, and I come back to this. All I want to know about my lawnmower is where to put the gas, where to put the oil, okay? All right? Where the blade is and where to pull it, and if it starts and runs, I'm okay. I don't need to be detailed about it. Okay? I don't need to be detailed about all these things. The fundamental things, okay? When I grew up back in the 60s, how many of you grew back in the 60s, okay? When you get in your cars today, I got a brand new Tahoe. I get mad at it. There's crap in there. I pushed a button one day and I really thought the rapture had taken place because a voice comes out of the ceiling. Mr. Cibola, how can we help you? Holy shit. Oh, you know, where did that come from? Well, my wife had got the phone system into the car or whatever, you know, the global stuff, or you know, and then he told me where I was at, and that was really exciting. And then other things you look at, and you look at these little instrument things, and he said, this has got some funny thing. What does it do? Why couldn't it just say wipers? Or lights? Okay? Is everybody with me on this? Am I getting off on something here? But, you know, back in the 60s, when I had my car, it had an oil pressure gauge, a water temperature gauge. Put it in drive and haul butt, okay? You know? Now you got all this crap, okay? That half of stuff I never use. Okay? So recruiting is basically a four-step program. And here it is in a nutshell. I'll hurry up through this. One is the word complimentary. If you watch me today with all of you in this audience, I'm not untouchable. I'll sit with you. I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. Okay? All right? And I'll compliment you. Because complimentary is the key to my success. If you really want to know the one single thing that built the number one income earner, it was the fact that I spend most of my time complimenting people. All right? And here's what compliments do. They open up the ears and eyes of people. And with that, they want to know about you. They like you. All right? If you're complimentary to people at a restaurant, you're going to get better service. If you're complimentary to people at the front desk, you can pretty well name your checkout time. Okay? If you're just complimentary, just little things make a big difference. And I found out that to be the case. If I say to somebody, I might say to April, okay, you guys got it mixed up. She is April, right? Yeah, switch those. This helps. All right, okay, all right. You know, you don't look like a Brett. But anyway, if I say to April, I love your hairdo, April's going to like me, isn't she? Okay, you know, and she'll wear it till it rots off her head. Am I right, ladies? Okay, if I say to you, I says, Leslie, I love your outfit that you get on today. Okay, Leslie will wear that outfit more than she wears it. Okay? She'll wear it more often. You know why? Her hand will reach in the closet for complimentary things, but it'll reach for certain outfits, but it'll reach quicker to the complimentary outfit. Am I right, ladies? Okay? You know, a few weeks ago, I shouldn't say a few, this past summer I did a meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, and everybody was real close to me up on the aisle, and this pretty young lady, I just happened to glance down, and she had the most beautiful toes that I've ever seen. Now, I'm not into toes, okay, all right? But her toes were absolutely manicured. And I looked down, and it just took me for a second. I says, those are the most beautiful toes I have ever seen. I mean, whatever she had designs on it or whatever, they were just gorgeous. I got her up on stage, and she was holding her foot up. And all day long at that Super Saturday, people go, Dave's right, those are the most beautiful toes that I've ever seen. Make a long story short, 3 weeks later, she told me, she came to me, she said, I have not been able to wear a closed shoe since you started this. She says, I get up and I have to put on shoes to show my toes. And I thought, you know, as funny as that may be, it is true. If you say something about a person's automobile or whatever it is, if I say to one of the gentlemen, man, I says, I love your tie, you'll wear it even if it doesn't match your suit next week. Because it now became, all right? It becomes a complimentary tie. So wherever I'm at, I am complimenting people. If you would walk with me for a few hours a day, you would understand that recruiting is not a difficult thing. It's building friendships. It's building that rapport with people, okay? You can't get within 15 feet of me, and I'm not going to have you, okay? I'm going to attack you in some form or fashion, all right? Okay, and really just you know, last night I had a nice couple. You saw them when they get off the plane. It was just a nice couple. They're getting married this week here in Salt Lake City. They're from Ohio. They both went to Ohio State, although they're from Utah, and they live in Louisville, Kentucky. They're both accountants and so on and so forth. And we just had, you know, I complimented them yesterday. And it could be the simple things, okay? Like in their case, they had Ohio State sweatshirt on, okay? The one girl had Ohio State on. I said, "Are you a Buckeye?" She said, "Yeah, I graduated from there." And all of a sudden, that just a nice compliment, okay? "You're a Buckeye, all right?" Or you're, you know, whatever it may be. It could be what somebody's wearing. It could be the hat that they've got on, okay? Tells me a lot about who they are very quickly. Tells me who they root for, okay? What school where they may have went to, or my son goes to that school, and it helps build into the conversation. Second thing after the word complimentary is a contact. How do you make a contact with people? You already know how to do this stuff. I'm just going to put everything in order for you today, and you'll understand how simple this thing really is. Everybody right now, just shake hands with the person to the right or left of you. Just introduce yourself. So I'll just say hi. Right? How many of you feel better just doing that? You might have sat beside people for all day today and you haven't even shook their hand yet, right? Okay, and so just that. Now, when you go to church tomorrow, will you know how to do that? You've already done it. How many of you all day long just do that all day long, unconsciously? You shake hands and you meet people. So the second thing is making a contact, and that's nothing more than shaking a person's hand and introducing yourself to them. The third thing then is building a friendship. Now, building the friendship is another one of the secrets of my recruiting process, okay? What do you do when you build friendships with people? How many of you today have lots of friends because of your kids in athletics? You know, maybe because your children played on a sports team, and this team got started and 5-year-olds are playing, you're sitting beside somebody, you introduce yourself. 40 years later, you're still buddies with these people because your kids played together, okay? Or you went to the same church, or the sorority that you may have belonged to, and ladies in college, or the fraternity you guys may have belonged to, or just where you work, or maybe you went fishing, or maybe you liked the golf, just wherever you were atmosphere-wise, or, you know, you wound up meeting somebody, and needless to say, you've been friends with them forever. So friendships are something that we develop all the time. So my process is during the day is I want to develop more friendships, because I just don't want to be in business. I want to have friends with me. I can choose who I want to be in business with. See, I can be picky here, okay? So building the friendships is the third part of the process. And then the fourth part of the process is, what is your profession? And when I find out what their profession is, what that does is help me then formulate where they fit in the wheel of opportunity of prepaid legal. I'll give you a good example today. How many of you here today, do we have any truck drivers in our audience today? One. Two. Anybody else? Three. How many? Four. Anybody other truck drivers? Five. So when I'm talking about truck drivers of the ability, if I'm talking to you and you're in the trucking industry or the truck driver industry, that's going to have some interest to you, isn't it? CDL. Okay? Because that's what you deal with every day of your life, right? If I say, how many of you here today are small business owners? Let me see the hands that go up. Might probably sound the same, truckers, okay? All right? You're a small business owner, right? So then I find out a little bit about your profession, then this product here might be of greater interest to you, am I right? If I ask you, how many here today work in corporate America, maybe in the benefits side? Anybody here in the benefits side of corporate America? Do we have some people that? Insurance agents, that might be better. In the insurance industry, okay? Some of your hands may pop up. You might fit into that arena, okay? And so, you know, this is how I find out from the profession standpoint. So here's the key. The key is complimentary contact, building the friendship. And while I'm building the friendship, by the way, what I'm doing is I'm developing where I'm going to take the business, where the business is going next. When Mark picked me up today, he already knows what happened because he was in the lobby. Well, there was a young, very, very attractive young lady that was in the lobby, and she's from Boise, Idaho. Now, her background, and I compliment her. I said, "Boy," I said, "it's a great-looking outfit that you got on." She says, "Thank you very much." And I said, "My name's Dave Savola." She introduced herself, and this was just before Mark got there. And, okay, and we're sitting in the lobby, and we're starting developing friendship, just building and asking a little bit about herself and who she is and so on and so forth, about her family, da-da-da-da-da. And I said, "By the way, what is your profession?" So we ended up with that. It's about time Mark came in the door. She happens to be ahead of all the athletic, okay, programs for the high schools and really throughout the state of Idaho. Okay? She heads up all the athletics. She, in other words, what they do is they oversee making sure that high schools are compliant with certain things. Like, for example, they may have a kid over here that's going to school at this high school. They want to make sure that that child is in that district so they don't have to forfeit their games if he should be going to another school somewhere, which you read about and hear about, all right? So this is what she does. So obviously her and I had a real quick, you know, real good conversation because of my athletic background and so on and so forth. And as her and I talked, I says, you know what? She said, well, Dave, what do you do for a living? I said, prepaid legal. She says, how does that work? And I said, well, it works very well in the profession that you're in. And she says, well, what do you mean in the profession? You know, how does it work with that? I said, look, you deal with coaches and schools and teachers and all these official people. And she said, yes, I do. I said, our product is one of the most important products that these athletic programs could have. Okay? So just in a lobby, within, you know, 10 minutes, okay, I've developed a new contact. And when Mark walked in, our last remark, Mark was, her and I are going to speak again, okay? Okay, and that's pretty much how it goes. Now, I can take anybody in this audience today, and I can tell you right now, what I can do in 10 minutes, I'll know more about you than the people that know you. Okay? All right? And I don't care who it might be. Who's not from Utah? Okay, all right. Okay, let me have somebody a little more grayer here. Okay, all right. I got to be careful now. I'm really in trouble. All right. Okay. Let me just pick somebody. All right. Okay. I'm looking. There's so many good-looking people in this room. I just want to pick somebody that can be good. Come on up here. You in the black dress. Okay, come here. Okay, this is a cute little girl, okay? All right. And she's young, very young, okay? Now, okay, normally, okay, and I'm just going to show you an example because I don't want to just pick somebody that's got more maturity involved, okay? All right? I shouldn't say that in the wrong way, okay? All right? Okay. But let me just show you something. Now this little young lady, okay, may be sitting with me on the plane today. And I may get on the plane. I said, I'm just going to get on. Nobody can ride with me. You're not going to sit there for 4 hours and not know me and know what I do for a living. It's a violation of life. Okay, all right? All right? So I'm going to get on the plane and I'm going to say, I said, what a pretty young lady.
Thanks.
I said, my name's Dave Civola. What's yours?
Katie,
good to meet you, Katie. Now, we're already through step two, aren't we? Okay? Katie's got a great smile. She's pretty young. I said, Katie, now I'm going to start developing the friendship. I says, Katie, where do you make your home?
Well, I go to school in Ohio.
Where do you make your home, though? Where are you from? Where are you from? You're from Salt Lake City, Utah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, wonderful. And I says, now, Salt Lake City, Utah. I said, how long have you lived here? You look like about 18, right?
19,
okay? Are you just a kid, right? All right, so this is a really young one, all right? Okay, all right? All right. So I says, you're here in Salt Lake City, Utah. I said, how long have you lived in Salt Lake City, Utah?
18 years.
18 years, okay. I says, now mom and dad, are they here in this part of the country?
Yep.
Okay, now what do they do here in Salt Lake City, Utah?
My dad works at Gold Cross Ambulance. My mom is a nurse.
Okay, so, your mother works at the hospital. She's
yeah.
a nurse. And your dad drives an ambulance?
Well, no, he just works.
A company where they have ambulance drivers, right? Okay. All right. So I already know a little bit about what her mom is a nurse, right? Dad works for a company that deals with the ambulance industry, right? Okay. And I said, do you have other brothers and sisters?
Yep.
Well, how many do you have?
I have two older sisters and a little brother.
Really? And how old are your sisters today?
24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be careful now. Oh, are you all together?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that. This is really good then. Okay. All right. So you don't give her age, you give me that, okay? Right now, well, she's young. So you have one sister that's what?
25.
25, right?
24.
Okay. 24? Well, she doesn't even, you don't even know.
Yeah.
All right, now, all right. Now, is she married?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where's her husband from?
Sandy, Utah.
Sandy, Utah. Really? Wow. And I said, no, do they have children?
Yeah.
Great. How many kids do they got?
Girls.
Wonderful. I said, that's great. I says, now, I said, what does your brother-in-law do in Sandy, Utah?
Works for prepaid legal.
No. I would have never known that. Okay. So what did he do before prepaid?
Gold's Gym.
Gold's Gym. So he worked out in the gyms and stuff like that, a personal trainer. Okay. You're not sure what he did? What did he do there?
Manager there?
Oh, he was a manager of Gold Gym. Great. Okay. So, and what is his name? Brett?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Mind reader. All right. Now, okay, so we know she's got a sister, okay, all right, named April. And April's married to Brett. Brett, they got two little kids. That's wonderful and great. And he manages in the Gold's Gym, which means he's involved with a lot of athletes, coaches, players who've got coaches that send them to that gym for personal development, training, and so forth. Am I right?
Yep.
Great, wonderful, all right. All right, now I said, now you got another sister?
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Heather.
Heather, okay. Is Heather married? She's not married. Now, where does Heather make her home now?
Here in Utah.
Utah. What does she do?
She just finished hair school.
Wonderful.
She's just looking around right
now. So she's going to wind up as a little small business person, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, all right. So now I know a little bit about Heather, right? And then you got a younger brother or sister?
Yeah, younger brother.
Okay. And he's probably still in school and stuff like high school yet? Well, let me ask you a question now. Do you come from, your mom and dad, I said, are they from Utah originally? Okay, and I says, how many, did they come from a big family, mom, for example?
Two sisters.
Really? And where do they make their home?
Salt Lake. The sisters?
Yes.
West Jordan and somewhere out by Thanksgiving Point.
Thanksgiving Point. Are those both in Utah?
Yeah.
Really? I said, now you got some uncles?
Yeah.
Okay, what do the uncles do?
Oh, no. I have an uncle here. I don't know what he does.
Well... Are you see how I'm digging? I'm going real fast, okay?
Yeah.
But I want you to understand that I'm going to know a lot about this young lady, okay? I'm just building a friendship, having a little bit of fun, okay? Asking a lot of questions. Because she doesn't know where I'm heading, but where I'm heading is I'm heading back until I'm going to wind up with the sister who just wound up at, graduating from hair school and so forth. I'm going to get an opportunity to meet April, and then I'm going to meet Brett, who basically runs, all this different things.
Yeah.
And I know a little bit about Dad, who runs the ambulance operation. And then also about a little bit about your mom, is also in the nursing. It's not her that may be the one that's going to build a business. It's who she's going to lead me to. And when you understand this, you'll understand how I build executive directors. Okay? Okay, so now Dad's side of the family, okay? Does a big family?
Same as my mom.
Two?
Two sisters.
Two sisters, okay. Where do they make their homes today?
Salt Lake and Bluffdale.
They're both here in Utah and also. I don't know where those places are.
Yeah,
I said, now, okay, great. And I says, now are they married? And so you got a lot of cousins in that, right? Okay. So now what do some of your uncles do on that side of the family?
My one uncle works with McBride Plumbing.
McBride Plumbing. What does he do with the plumbing company?
I think he kind of runs it.
Okay. So
he helps run it.
Okay. Does everybody know that plumbing company? Anything about that plumbing company? So he's in the plumbing industry, which means he's got a great deal of contacts with independent plumbers and electricians and so forth and everybody in that market area. Okay. All right. Okay. And then what about the other uncle? What does he do?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, they give you a good reason today to find out.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, write that down. Find out what Uncle B does.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay. Now. Okay. Then there's other cousins, right? I said. Now, some of the cousins that you have, are they growing and married?
One is on a mission right now, and then the other ones are still younger, high school.
Good. Okay. All right. Now, how many of you know this young lady? Of course, you know the families here, right? Do I know more about her than you do? Okay, in many cases. Now, some of you have known her for a while, but just in a little quick conversation, find out a little bit about her. Then I'm going to end up, we're going to build this friendship, okay? So now you're going to school now. You mentioned you're going to school yet. Where are you going to school at?
In Ohio.
Where at?
It's like South Euclid, called Notre Dame College.
Notre Dame College of South Euclid, Cleveland, Ohio area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's only about 40 miles from where I grew up.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're really going to become buddies, right? Okay, all right. So have you been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up there yet and all that?
Haven't.
You haven't?
No.
You've been down to Front Street on Lake Erie and all that area?
I've been down by there a little bit. Not
great. Well, what are you studying up there?
Education.
Great. You're going to be a teacher?
Yep.
Wonderful. All right. So now I know a little bit more about it. I said, how do you like the cold weather in Ohio?
Oh, it's miserable.
Okay, then I can end up. And, of course, we know she's a student now, okay? But I could just wind up and end up and ask her what her profession is, and she's going to tell me she's going to be what? A school teacher, right? Now, she's going to be somebody we're going to run and recruit in the business because as a school teacher, the legal problems, issues, and you want to be elementary school teacher?
Yeah, young kids.
The little guys, okay? All right, she's going to be a good one, all right? Then after I've asked her what she does for a living, she's going to say to me, Dave, what do you do? Everybody say prepaid legal.
Prepaid.
That's it. Give her a big round of applause. All right, come on. Okay, all right? Now, Mark, come on up here, okay? Now, that's the young example, okay? But the young example leads me to what? The other family members, okay? And in this case, if I would have met her, I probably would have wound up sponsoring this couple. Are you with me? Okay, somebody would have did. So now I'm going to get on the plane and Mark's going to get there. Now that's going to take a little work. Okay, because I'm going to get on the plane. I said, man, I said, that's a great looking suit you got on.
Thank you, sir.
I said, my name's Dave Savola. What's yours?
Mark Udy.
Mark Udy. How do you spell Udy?
Udy.
Udy. That's an interesting name. What kind of name is Udy?
It's actually English.
It's an English name, right? Wasn't there a king named Udy?
No, but Hunterford King was the
king.
He thinks he's the king.
I already know a little bit, okay? So, say, Mark, I said, now, we again, just a quick little compliment, right? Okay? And just introduce myself. He knows my name. I know his name. I said, now, where do you make your home, Mark?
In Utah.
Utah? Where out in Utah?
A little town called Cedar Hills.
Cedar Hills. Is that south of where?
South of Salt Lake.
Wow, about 20 minutes. 20 minutes. I said, that's great. I said, now, are you from there originally?
No, but I'm from Utah originally. But I've been gone for most of my life.
Well, where have you been? Where'd you go?
Michigan, Georgia.
What part of Michigan were you in?
Northern Michigan,
way up there, right? Man, that's cold up there.
Yeah, it's cold.
Really up there, Mackinac Bridge up in that area. Yeah. Well, I know that area. Why? Now I said, as you go up there every once in a while, you still go back to that area?
It's been a while, but yeah.
Still have some friends back in that area?
Probably.
Couple, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And then where else did you go? You said you went to Georgia?
Yeah, down just south of Tennessee, right up in the northeast.
Near Dalton, Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, okay. It says, what took you down to Dalton, Georgia area?
My father's in explosives.
Oh!
We're trying to... No, I'm just
really?
Okay, so... Explosives, though.
Right. Is he... are they looking for him, and that's why he moves so much? Just have a little fun with him. Are you with me? Okay, have a little fun. So you live down there in Georgia a little bit, too. Anywhere else?
Indiana, actually.
Where at in Indiana?
Right by South Bend, actually.
How old were you when you lived there?
17.
Oh, you're a young guy. Okay, so you probably don't still have a lot of contacts back in that part of the country.
Not
do you?
A lot, but
okay, now, I said, now tell me a little bit about your family. I said, you come from a pretty good-sized family yourself?
Yeah, I'm the oldest of 10.
Oldest of 10? This is going to be fun. Okay, the oldest of 10, congratulations. Now, is
I have nothing to do.
I got you right. Yeah. I said, is your mom and dad still around? Are they still living? Wonderful. And they live in Utah yet?
Yeah.
Well, is Dad still blowing things up?
Yep.
Great. And so he works for an explosive company?
Yes.
So do I. And I said, now how about Mom? What does Mom do?
She stays home.
She stays home. 10 kids. That's a lot of kids, right?
Full-time job.
Well, now all the kids growing now, right?
Yeah.
And I said, where are they at across the country?
Here in Arizona.
Here in Arizona. What part of Arizona? Who's down there?
Down by Mesa and Phoenix. Two sisters and a brother.
Two sisters and a brother down in the Mesa in Phoenix area, okay. Are they married?
Yeah.
Great. I said, now what? Now the two sisters that are married, what do some of their husbands do?
One's a bum, as far as I can tell.
Okay, all right. That's good. All right.
One of them's in construction.
Construction, okay. All right. And then you have a brother down there too, right?
Yeah.
And he's married?
Yeah.
Okay. And what does your brother do down that part of the country?
He's in construction as well.
Construction also. Okay. Yeah. Now the wife he's married to, she come from a pretty good sized family.
Yeah.
Okay. And
are
they
six
from?
Kids, I think.
And they were from Utah also.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm just trying to give you the point I'm trying to make. And I can take this with 10 kids. It's going to take a long time. Okay. All right. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to wind up with Mark. Mark is going to take me from Utah, 20 miles south, the little town that he grew into, to down in Mesa, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, okay? Because in my mind, I'm starting to put together the list of people of where I'm going to go to. See, some of you, when you're sitting down with a brand new prospect, you want to make a list of where all their contacts are. Before I ever get to that point, I know pretty much where I'm going. See, before I ever get to sitting down and making a list with this individual, with Mark, I already know where the list is. Okay? Now, some of the other brothers and sisters you say are here in Utah?
Yeah.
Okay? And what do some of them do? What do they do for a living?
I've got a brother who owns a construction company.
Wow, business owner, right? Great, okay.
I've got a brother who owns a Sears store.
Sears store, wonderful, great, all right.
A couple of them work in a mine.
Great, wonderful. All right, that's where the explosive came in.
No, all right,
so. So we're going to find out. There must be a lot of grandchildren and a lot of people. This thing could take all day, okay? I mean, but it's a massive group, right? And so now I'm going to stop and I say, by the way, now you're a married guy.
I am.
And where's your wife from?
She's here in Utah as well, but she grew up in the Unibasin.
Unibasin, where's the Unibasin at?
On the east end of the state.
Wonderful. And does she come from a big family?
No, five kids. In Utah, that's a small family.
Yes, I'm beginning to understand that. And so now, and your wife's sisters, I said, are they brothers and sisters? How many?
One brother and three sisters.
And where are they? Are they scattered around, or are they in this part of the country?
The brother's not here, but the sisters, all sisters.
Are they all married?
I think so.
Okay, all right. You don't spend much time with your family. Okay, all right?
So
the point I'm trying to make is, again, I'm just going through all this to wind up where this business is going. Then I'm going to say, by the way, Mark, what do you do for a living?
I'm a cop.
You're a cop?
Yeah.
Great. Wonderful. How long have you been a cop?
12 years now.
12 years now. I've just done a complete investigation of this guy, okay, all right? So 10 or 12 years. And I said, now, where are you a law officer at? What area of Utah?
Just down in my hometown.
So what area of law do you really? I mean, what are you? You traffic? Or are you involved in some specialty areas?
I was a canine SWAT cop.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So start learning a little more about him. Find some interesting things to talk about. Building that friendship. Then after I'm done asking him what he does for a living, he's probably going to say to me, Dave, what do you do?
What do you do?
I said prepaid legal.
Prepaid legal.
And he's going to say what? What's that? And that just starts the exposure up. Give a big round of applause. Okay, all right? So I wanted to just take a couple people out of the audience to do that so you get a little idea of how I do that. With the lady I did in the lobby today, with a couple that was on the plane with me, okay? And whoever's going to travel with me today, that's exactly what happens. And it's amazing to find how small the world becomes when you start doing those things and learning the contact base. Now, when it's all said and done, I'm going to give these people two things, okay? I'm going to give them, you say, well, Dave, how do you get into exposure? At that point in time, I'm going to start talking to them about how our service and our product works. I'm going to tell you a little bit about prepaid legal, the history, so on and so forth. But I'm going to give them two things now. Here's the two things I'm going to give them. I'm going to give them a Success from Home magazine, and I'm going to give them a CD. Now, here's the reason for the CD, okay? DVDs are great. There's nothing wrong with anything about a DVD, okay? And if you're using them, that's great. But you want to use the CD side of it, all right? Okay? Here's why. The minute I meet Mark, okay, and I spend a few minutes with him, all right, you know, I've got to get him some information. And the information I'm going to get him, I said, by the way, Mark, here's what I'm going to do for you. Right now, I'm going to give you a magazine, okay? And I'm going to give you a little, as we've talked on the plane here, I've shared a little bit of how our product and our service works. But in this magazine, there's a little bit more things that you can look at and read at your leisure. In fact, you might want to read it as we're traveling, if you so like. And I'll point to the attorney generals that are involved with this, a little bit of our home office, so he can get the picture of it. Because in that magazine, there's a lot of good information, okay? But then, when we're done, the next thing I'm going to give him is a CD. But I'm going to make him promise me that he's going to listen to the CD the minute he gets off the plane. The minute he gets off that plane, and I'm going to say, Mark, I said, I'm going to give you the second thing I'm going to give you is a CD. But you've got to promise me when you get off this plane and you get your rental car, you get your own car, that you're going to promise me you're going to listen to this on the way home. I said, will you promise me that? He's going to say yes. And I said, now I'm going to ask you one more time because the first promise generally you break. Okay? And I said, I'm going to ask you one more time now. This is the second promise. I said, are you going to, you're going to promise me you're going to listen to this CD on the way home? He said, absolutely. And I said, here's why, Mark. Because as you listen to this, it's going to give you more information about what our service and our product is really all about. And then tomorrow, I will follow back up with you. Okay? Now, when I follow back up with him, I've already got the list of people of where the business is going next. I don't have to ask him if there's a list we're going to make. I already got it in my mind. I already know about Mesa. I already know about Phoenix. I already know about the whatever this place is that you know Leslie grew up in. Okay? Over in the Plateau or wherever that is called. Okay? I know everything about it. I know about this young lady, where she goes to school up in Euclid, Ohio. I know about Brett. I know about April. I know about her father who works for the ambulance company. I know about her mother who works as a nurse. Okay? I know about, you know the sister who's just basically graduating school, going to be a hairstylist. Aren't you amazed at that? Okay? Are you amazed at how quick I got all that? Because I have a personal interest in this individual. I'm going to do business with this individual. And I'm going to get Mark, and that time I'm going to follow up with Mark, and I'm going to call him up tomorrow, and I'm going to call him up and say, Mark, Dave Savola has enjoyed meeting you on the plane. I said, it's always nice meeting a canine cop. Okay, all right? And I'll compliment him again. I said, I really enjoyed talking with you. I learned a lot about your family. Appreciate what you do. And I said, by the way, as I promised you, okay, I was going to call you today, and I said, did you listen to that tape on the way home?
Yes, sir.
Great. All right? I said, now, here, I'm not going to ask him. I don't ask people if they're interested. I'm assuming he's in. I don't ask if there's any questions. Okay? I don't ask that. I assume that he's in. Okay? So here's what I'm going to say to Mark next. I'm going to say, Mark, by the way, I said, are you online? He'll say, yes, I am. I said, can you be online? He said, yes, I can. He said, I want to direct you now to my website. I said, because as I direct you to my website, I want you to understand there's a bigger picture than the picture I've already shared with you. I also want you to understand as a law officer how powerful our product has been for the law officers throughout America. And you, as you well know tonight, Mark, you shoot your gun. You better be talking to a law officer or to an attorney before you fill out your report. Would you agree? And I says, you're going to see that there's a bigger picture within the wheel of opportunity of the world of prepaid legal, okay? And so I'm going to direct him to the website. And I said, by the way, as you're on that website, I says, you understand the value in the service. I know a little bit about your family. I mean, children that you've got. You've got 9 grandchildren, okay? All right? And I says, I know all about your family and so forth. I says, you understand the value of what this service is all about. So as you're on the site, I want you to log in right now to membership. And I want you to go ahead and fill that out and get that done so you can get your family and your membership and get all that done. And you and I probably had a conversation. We talked about the will. And you probably didn't have your will done, and that's one of the reasons I want you to get that done quickly, right? And I said, after you get that done, I said, Mark, here's where else I want you to go. For $49, I want you to be a part of this business, and here's why. Even if you're not the most interested party of what we're doing with this right now, your contact base is so big, okay, that we need to be talking to some of the people that you know. And as a result of it, what this website I'm taking you to is your basic opportunity to basically inform and introduce prepaid legal to all these people. Okay? That's how I do it. That's all there is to it. Until they stop me. Okay? Until they stop me. Somebody said, do you have a question? Too many people get into it. I assume you're on the playing field. I assume you're on a plane to it. Till you stop me, we're going to go. And if he said, well, Dave, and through all this, he may say, well, Dave, look, I don't really want to do this. I said, well, fine. I said, but let's talk about that. The reason I'm informing you so you have the information is now I want to talk to your brother-in-law. I want to talk to your sister down in Phoenix, Arizona. I want to talk to that person that owns the construction companies, okay, and so forth. And I'm going to use the third party, him, to get me in the door to get to the next person. The domino theory, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I've only sponsored 200 people in prepaid legal. In my 16 years, I've only sponsored 200 people. Everybody get the point? But from those 200 people, okay, 16 of them are executive directors every month. 17, 18, 19, 20-some months are executive directors. But those executive directors didn't all come from the people I personally sponsored. They came because of somebody leading me to somebody who led me to somebody who led me to somebody. Okay? So as I meet person A here, okay? Okay? So as I meet person A, which may be Mark or whoever it might be, today on the plane, that person A is going to lead me to person B. Person B will lead me to person C, who will lead me to person D, to eventually to E, but E becomes the A. And this is me, the sponsor. So my process with Mark is for him to lead me through the contacts that he has till I get to the person that's serious about the business. And I'm always looking for A people. Why am I looking for A people? I'm looking for people with the right attitude. Okay? All right? Those are the people I want in my business. I want to work with somebody. Okay? The person that's aggressive. Okay? That's who I'm looking for. So now what happens is I don't count on this person to get me to this person, okay, or to do the job. I expect myself to work down to find the person that's going to build the business. And if you look at every one of my executive directors, okay, some of them came second level generation. This B became the A. Okay, some of them, this was person A I talked to, led me to B. C became the A. Are you with me? All right? And so through this process, over the 16 years, I've only sponsored 200 people. But out of this, what happened is the 15 and 16 people that, out of the 200 people that I sponsored, some of them led me down the process through this to get to the person that was going to build the business. See, I only had 7 lines of sponsorships to make $1 million. I only had 7 committed people to make $1 million a year. Am I helping you today? See, a lot of you are thinking you need tens of thousands of people. You don't need tens of thousands. All you need is 6 or 7 committed people in each one of your lines of sponsorship that are going to be serious, and then that's where you spend your time. Write this down. Go where you're not needed. I don't need to be in Utah. The leadership here is here. I come because I can give you information to leaders that's going to make your leadership grow faster. Okay? If I always have to go where I'm needed, you're always going to be needed. Make sense? Okay? I have 3 quarterbacks on my football team. I have the starting quarterback, second team, third team. Now, any one of those quarterbacks could be the starter. But the bottom line is the number one quarterback gets the reps because he's the guy that's going to play in the game. Okay? When Florida and Oklahoma go at it, it's going to be Tebow and what's the other kid's name? Bradford, which I think he's the number one quarterback in the country right now. Okay? Bottom line is there's other quarterbacks. You don't even hear about them. But those other quarterbacks are still on the team, but they haven't risen to the point, okay? So that where do you think the most reps are given? To Bradford and to Tebow. Would you agree? Don't waste your time with the people who aren't going to do the business. Encourage them, love them, but move on. You're in business for yourself. Some of you are trying to drag people to the top of this business. I get out of the way. And I can take you through all my top leadership in the world of prepaid legal, and all of you know them because you hear them on the calls. The bottom line is generally I probably did not more than 2 or 3 meetings for each one of them. Here's the ball. I recently sponsored a new guy in Atlanta, and I did 2 meetings for him. The third one, he's got a group of people together. I actually showed up at the meeting where it was at, but I sat in my car outside. Called him on the phone and said, look, traffic's bad. I won't be able to make it. Go get him. Dave, I got 3 people here. He says, you're going to do a great job. Okay? He was signing them up as I was walking. This was at a location. I could look through the window. I could see him signing them up. I saw when he picked up his phone to dial my number. Dave, got them all. Great. I'll see you at the next one. Are you with me? Turn the ball over. When I started, somebody gave me a 5 title brochure, sent me off to Atlanta, Georgia. My sponsor moved away after the minute he sponsored me. Moved to Florida. He said, go get him. Somebody said, well, I don't know everything there is to know about the product. How many of you here today can open up a 5 title brochure? That's all you need to do. If you can put that in front of somebody, ask them to read it back to you. They say, well, how does your program work? Well, here's our brochure. Read it. Tell me what's under Title I. They go, unlimited phone consultation. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? I said, what else we got? Okay? All right? So I wanted to go through this very quickly because I wanted to give you some things to understand how I build a business, okay? I can only take you through the perfect scenario of what I do. But if you would walk with me today, I don't care where I'm at, you will find me with somebody. Okay? Whether it's getting off the plane, getting on the plane, no matter where I'm at, you will find me with somebody. Okay? This morning at breakfast, I met 6 people in the lobby. I met 6 people at the breakfast thing down there. Complimented them all. Okay? I got their cars, information, so forth. Maybe I don't have a lot of time, but I'll get back with them. Okay? Sometimes I'll just walk up to somebody and I say, look, I was watching you and I said, you would be great in my business. That's all I say. You would be great. I would be great in your business. I said, absolutely. I said, you got a $1 million smile. Some of you here today need to learn how to smile more. Okay? Somebody said, well, you know, I don't have your personality. Well, then the one you got sucks. You need to get a new one. Somebody said, well, I'm shy and backwards. How in the world did you become shy and backwards? You must have been around a household of shy and backwards people. Or you hung around or somebody told you one day you were shy and backwards. You know, you weren't born shy and backwards, okay? All right? You know, today, everybody write down the word fun. And we're not done here today, okay? The word fun. Write it down. Some of you are not having fun. Fun spelled backwards is what? Who the hell wants to be enough? Am I right? Have some fun. Loosen up. Okay, you're trying to be up too tight and be perfect in the business. You don't have to be. All you have to do is say, look, I've got some talcum powder, and you got an itch. That's a new one. Write that one down. You got French fries, but I got some ketchup. Right? So I got the finishing touch. Have some fun. Loosen up here today, okay? And you're going to get better at what you do, all right? Now, the other thing I want to go through the process with is now once I get somebody's interest level there, by doing the process here, okay? And, you know, let's just say again that Mark leads me, you know, he's A, he leads me to B, leads me to C, leads me to D, okay? My interest, obviously, then, is to set up a meeting with this person, D, who now becomes an A person, all right? And that's what it comes down to. If Mark says to me, well, Dave, look, I'm really excited about this thing. I'd like to make it work. Here's all I'm going to say to Mark. One simple thing. Mark, here's what we need to do. Number one, the list that you've got, we've already went over. You've got contacts all over. Okay? I already know all about your family tree. I know all about the kids and grandkids and so on and so forth. You've got a great contact list. Okay? Let's talk about some of the people, okay, in your local market area that we can get started with very quickly. Here's what I want you to do. Monday night, I want you to invite some people over, okay? This is Monday night. I'm going to come down. I'm going to present the program. I want you to invite them over. Tell them that a gentleman's going to be here. The meeting's going to take about 59 minutes. You're going to take a look at this. If you have some interest, fine. If you don't, that's okay. Okay? All right? And I'm going to come down and I'm going to present the program. Here's what happens. I'm really coming down not just for the people that he has. I'm coming down for the quarterback. And that's Mark. Because I really don't care if anybody shows up. I do. The bottom line is, but the most important person is Mark. Because he's the quarterback. And he's who wants... So let's say Mark has two or three people there. I present the program. All of a sudden, people... You know, we've got a couple people out of there that are interested in getting involved. So they get interested. They get involved, all right? Maybe one of these people right here, out of this list of people that he's had at that meeting, all of a sudden could be Brett. And Brett says, man, I like this thing. Brett is another what? A person. Okay? So what I do again then is I tap down here eventually and do the meeting for him down here. Because I'm the full dose of information. With me, Mark may go along to this meeting with me, but again, he's going to learn the second time what I do. Third time, wonder. How many have listened to my tape in the past and have heard today exactly what you hear on the tape? See, you already know what's coming out of my mouth. I do not change. Okay? I do not change. Everything is the practice schedule. Okay? I know what's work. I built the number one income in the world in prepaid legal. You know, third year in at $1.2 million. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm doing. Okay? All right? Because I've already been down the trail of making mistakes. So I'm not here today to get you to make mistakes. I'm here today to get you back on the track that you need to be on and exploding your businesses, okay? So again, I'm going to come down and do the meeting for Mark, all right? And we're going to start at that point in time setting up a weekly meeting in the area that he lives in. When Mr. Stonecipher asked me years ago when I first came in, what do you intend to do? And I says, I intend to build 5,000 memberships a week. He says, how in the world are you going to do that? Now remember, they did 400 that day, that week. And I'm going to do 5,000 memberships. And I said, well, Mr. Stonecipher, I said, we got 50 states. He said, yeah. I said, what I intend to do is set up one meeting, okay, one meeting system in each one of these 50 states. With that, okay, I expect, eventually out of these 50 meetings to bring in 100 new memberships a week, okay, times 50 equals 5,000 memberships a week, 20,000 memberships a month. And that's what I did. You know how many meetings are going on in Utah right now on a weekly basis? Count them on two hands. Okay? In the whole state. How many counties do you have in Utah? How many? 29. How many small little towns are there in Utah? How many? There's not even a meeting being held in any of those towns yet. Do you understand why we've only touched this? Okay? And that's why the bigger picture. So again, once I come down and I teach him what to do, then what happens, if you watch my work schedule on the sites, okay, I teach him, I turn the ball over to him. Came down and helped him turn the ball over. So now he's doing a weekly meeting, and then down through Brett, we wind up with another A. I'm down here tapping into that, teaching him again, and all of a sudden, again, there's another weekly meeting going on, and before you know it, you've secured that line of sponsorship. And you have a massive amount of meetings going in each one of those organizations. I take you through every one of my lines of sponsorships, and it'll be exactly the same example. That's what I do. I'm starting some new groups right now in Maryland. I'm going back over to Maryland for the second time on the 16th at Salisbury, Maryland. This is the second meeting in Salisbury. At that point in time, after I'm done with this meeting, they will continue on with their meeting systems. I will come back in periodically and tap into that. But what I'm looking for is through that meeting, other leadership that I will tap into and do another meeting. So all of a sudden, gosh, I hope I'm not confusing you. All of a sudden, what happens is that I'm still only doing one meeting a week, but here's the multiplication factors, okay? And this is the million-dollar formula that Mr. Stonecipher figured it out one day, watching what I do, okay? What happens is this is, let's say, six lines of sponsorship, okay? Down through here, okay, are different lines, okay, that eventually what happened is I've done meetings, and, you know, I've got these people going into the program. So this is Dave right here. He starts off here doing a meeting. Then what happens is I started through there, I start the leadership down below here. And then the second week, I'm down here doing a meeting here, okay, or the third week, whichever it may be, a meeting here, meeting here, meeting here, meeting here, and a meeting here. But each one of these people are also doing their own meeting. Okay? So all of a sudden, what is our business all about? What is any business in America about? It's about exposure. So how many more people are being introduced to this? Then at the end of that process, what happens is I am then down on this generation. I've taught each one of these to do the same thing, and now I'm still doing one meeting one night, but now on this line, there's two other meetings going also in different areas. And all of a sudden, the multiplication factor sets in, and that's how you build a large business. Did you learn a few things? Okay, all right? So don't try to keep motivating people that aren't moving. Get away and go down and take the ball down to the person that's going to play quarterback because you're in business for yourself. Motivate those people, encourage those people. I got a call yesterday from a gentleman that I put in the business 12 years ago. All of a sudden, he's ready to go. Birmingham, Alabama, he's ready to go. Good friend, been friends, kept in contact. He calls me yesterday and said, Dave, I think I'm ready to get this thing underway. I said, it's great. Let's go. I'll be back over to Birmingham. We're going to send our meeting up in Birmingham. I'm going to go over. I'm going to kick it off again. I'm going to turn it right back over to him and start working with the people in the contacts that he's got. Drive that thing deep. Get four or five meetings going weekly in that marketing, in that market area, and it's going to explode. And I'll have a new executive director. Now, everybody say this. I'm sure glad you said that. Here's another very important little thing. When you come up with something, when you come up and won't run into a wall, most people try to figure out some fancy way of doing something. In other words, bottom line is there's only certain responses you're ever going to get in this business. So just say, I'm sure glad you said that. Now, what are the responses? Let's just assume today that I'm talking to Dave Hall, and Dave says, Dave, I want in. What am I going to do? Sure glad you said that. Dave, let's fill out the application, get all that out of the way, and set up your first meeting. See, my only objective with a brand new person is set up their first meeting once I get them in. That's my only objective. Because I want to meet the people that they know as fast as I can to get their business underway. Remember, you don't burn a house from the top down, you burn it from the bottom up. And so when you create the fire underneath the basement, you'll burn the whole house up, all right? Okay? Now, let's assume I ran into somebody and they said, well, Dave, I don't like to sell. Everybody repeat after me. I'm sure glad that you said that. Now, some of you would go, hey, well, we'll teach you how to sell. We got, you know, courses. We got training. We'll teach you how to sell. That's not what they said. They don't want to sell. So why take an offensive lineman and make him a quarterback? He wants to be an offensive lineman. So what I say is, I say, look, our business, I'm sure glad you said it because really I don't want you to sell a thing. I said, where I see you is in the management side of our business, okay? And, here's what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about building an organization. If you ever slip up and sell something, we won't even tell prepaid. Because remember, I want to put everybody, write this down, in the comfort zone. I want to put everybody in a relaxed situation. When people are relaxed, they'll do much better. How many of you ever want to get ready to go swing the golf club? Somebody said, relax, man. You're so uptight, you're ready to, kill the ground. Relax. And when you relax, you hit the ball smoother, right? Relax. Put everybody in the comfort zone. All right? Now, how many of you ever heard this one? I just don't have any time. That's probably the biggest one, isn't it? Right? All right? Everybody repeat after me. I'm sure glad you said that. Now, look, our business is designed for people who don't have time. I said, look, this is you right here. You don't have any time. No time. I said, this is me, though. I do have some time. Now, what I want to do with you, okay, we want to introduce this business, Mark and Brett, whoever here, we want to introduce this people to some people in the market areas that you know that have more time than you, okay? They have more time. That's who I'm interested in talking to. Now, I'm still going to allow you to get in the business, even though you don't have any time. I'm going to come down and work with the people here that have more time, start developing an income flow, and when this shows up, you'll probably have more time. Isn't that simple? But that's what I do with people. If somebody says, I don't have... We all know they got time. The only reason anybody gives you any excuse other than the one you want to hear is simply because of the fact is they don't understand what they see. That's all it is. How many of you have ever heard this one? Well, I'm just really not interested. Everybody repeat after me. Sure glad you said that. See, that's all you have to remember. I said, look, our business was specifically designed for uninterested people. I said, look... This is you right here. You have absolutely no interest. Okay? This is me. I have a great deal of interest. Now, even though you don't have any interest, I says, in the area that you live in, there are going to be people that are going to have a great deal more interest than you. These are the people I want to work with. Now, I'm still going to allow you to get in the business, even if you have no interest. I'm going to come down. I'm going to work with people that have more interest than you, start developing an income flow. And generally, when this shows up, so does this. Everybody getting it? I've got a round room, and every door you open, I'm there. There's nothing. A guy said the other night, well, I'm broke. Guess what I said? Sure glad you said that. Look, our business was designed for people that are in financial trouble. So this is you right here, though. I said, now you're broke, but you got good sense. Okay? I said, this is me. I got a lot of money. So what I want you to do Monday night, Mark, is I want you to invite some people over to your house that have more money than you. I'm going to come down and conduct a meeting and start developing a business for you, creating an income flow. All we're going to do is take your good sense and make money. No way out of the round room. No way out of the round room. It wouldn't matter. What you said here today, I am going to win. Everybody got it? Anybody want to throw something out and take a shot? Had a guy one day, he said, well, this must be one of those pyramids. You ever heard that one? And I said, no, it's not the company you work for. Like that? And they said, well, I don't work for a pyramid. I said, what's the name of your company? Ambulance company? Sorry. All right, I said, are you the president? And they said, no. I said, are you one of the CEOs? No. I said, are you on the board of directors? He says, no. I said, you one of the directors of the company? No. I said, where the hell are you? Well, you're way down here. You know when he leaves there? He goes home and tells his wife, hell, I work for a pyramid. Am I right? How many of you here work for pyramids? Okay, every one of you in this room, unless you're prepaid legal, You work for a pyramiding company. That's what it all comes back down to. So pretty simple stuff when it all comes down to it. I had a lady one day say, well, I need to go home and pray on it. I said, you just keep God at the house? I said, what if you don't make it home? He said, my understanding is God's everywhere. And I just said a prayer and he said, get in. See, write down this, toughen up. Toughen up. We're in a world economy issue this country today. You don't have to be babysitting anybody. Okay? You know, well, I need to go home and think about it. I said, that's fine. Get your membership filled out and then you can think on the way home. You might be dead. I want you to get your wills. I want to get everything done right now. What is there to think about? What is there to think about? You know, I need to go home and talk it over with my wife. No, you don't. You get your membership signed up right now. Go home and tell your wife you made a good, intelligent decision today. And she should be thankful she married you. Everybody getting it? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I believe wholly in my heart what we're doing is so good that we don't need to be basically backing up. I'm not in a defense mechanism. I'm a Marine. Okay? All right? I'm full flat out. I'm going. Okay? You know, and that's the mentality you got to have here today. $26 a month and you got to think about it? What are you paying for cable TV? 90? And you watch three channels that are any good? You got to think about it? What's there to think about? You ain't got a will? You got to think about it? I'm already doing the thinking for you. Get a little tougher, okay? Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
How about no bank account?
No bank account. Well, look, I'm sure glad you said that. I mean, I don't even know how to do this one, but listen, this is you right here. You're just kind of in the minus situation. All right, okay? This is me. I got a bank account, okay, all right? So what I want you to do is Monday night invite some people over that have a bank account. These are the plus people. They got an account. I'm going to come down and I'm going to conduct the meeting. We're going to start creating some income and maybe we can get you a damn bank account. What do you say? Now, not many people could do that right off the cuff. Are you all with me? The point I'm trying to make is that I'm not even going to sit there and dwell on your bank account. You'll find a way to get one. Okay, what I want to do is put you in the active zone, right? Activity. Remember those of you that are athletes today that played football, when you first put on a football uniform, you had your thigh pads where your knee pads were. Okay, all right? You got on the football field, the coach said, get down in a three-point stance. You had no earthly idea what this instruction was about. Am I right? Okay, get down in a three-point stance. The bottom line is that you didn't quit. He explained it to you. You got down in a three-point stance. Before you know it, you're playing on national TV. I can tell you, those kids that are playing on national TV, I had when they couldn't get in a three-point stance. Today are catching wide receivers, going to be drafted number one out of Clemson. Okay, you know? And probably going to in the first round somewhere. You know, Aaron Kelly. And, you know, and the point I'm trying to make is that I don't worry about all those injuries. I worry about getting started. See, with coaches, you know, one thing I can tell you about coaches, they screw some things up from time to time. I have some coaches spend a lot of time on the board. Okay? This is, you know, do you know what? We always score on the board. We always score. Have you ever, you football players, have you ever been in a locker room where the coach did this? Well, guys, here we are. We're going to line up here. We're going to line up in a wing T formation, okay? We're going to put the wing over here, da-da-da-da-da-da-da here. Let me know we're going to run a 48 blast right here, da-da-da here, you know. And this linebacker is going to kick your ass. Am I right? Did you ever see a coach do that? Am I right? You've never in your history read a coaching book that tells you you're going to get killed. Somebody forgot to tell you that linebacker is pretty dang all good. Every play works perfect on the board. It don't work in the world of business. And that's why I tell my coaches, we got to get to the practice field. Because this is great and wonderful. Well, you got to get on the practice field. You got to get on the field of play. Are you going to make some mistakes here today? Sure. I'm the biggest mistake prepaid legal ever had. I make more mistakes than anybody in the world. From the beginning to the end, I make all kinds. But it's okay. Because I'm only human. I'm going to screw up. I don't know all the answers to everything. Somebody once called me one day and said, well, you know, I read this in the manual. I said, where in the hell did you get that? Well, he said, don't you have a manual? No, where did you get that? Well, they prepaid. Oh, great, I'll call and get one. I don't care. There's no people in the manual. If you open up page 23 and five people come running out, I'm going to look at it. Until then, I don't care about the manual. Okay? Some of you, you're just going, well, I got to know it all. I'm going to be a biologist. I'm going to, you know, I got to engineer this thing down absolutely perfectly. I get professional people say, you know, what's your email address? This is bjsavola@aol.com. Wasn't your name Dave? Yeah, I don't take emails. My wife does. Don't you know how to do an email? No. Don't care. My wife takes care of that department. I said, ain't no... can you call me? Okay? If you email me, my wife will read it back. Okay? Okay? I mean, you understand what I'm saying? I'm not into all that crap. And neither is Harlan Stonecipher. One thing I figured, Harlan don't get it either. When it comes to emails and all that stuff. Some of you take too much time doing this. I get out where the people are. Okay? I get out where the world, where the activity is. Okay? I'm not worried about emailing you. Alright? I'm worried about talking to you. I'm worried about meeting the people that you know. And that's what's going to make your business get exciting and grow. Okay? These are the things that are going to help all of you today in developing a big business. But I can tell you one thing along with all this. You're going to have an attitude. You're going to have an attitude. Alright? And you got to get a good one. If you don't have a good one, you need to change. How long does it take to change? Everybody do this. That quick is all it takes to change. If an animal's running out in front of you today while you're driving down the interstate, what are you going to do? Tell your wife to get out the animal book? Honey, get that book out. See what that thing is. About that time, he thumped the little sucker. You're going to hit the brake, am I right? You're going to hit the brake. That quick is just going to react to it, all right? Today we need to make some changes. If your wallet doesn't have enough money in it, you need to make a change. Okay? If your purse it doesn't have enough money in it, you need to make a change. Okay? It's not a big deal. Somebody said once, well, the grass isn't always greener on the other side of the fence. Then why the heck does the cow have his head through it? Did you ever notice that? The cow's always got his head through it. If you ever stop and look, the grass is greener. Where his hind knee is, it's brown. Another just important thing for you all today is again, quit hanging around people that are taking you down. Are you okay? Quit grazing with the same cattle that are going nowhere. You got to change. You got to make a change. I love where I grew up. I love all my friends. Okay, and they're still great friends. Many of them aren't. They're not in prepaid legal. Okay, but if I were to count on them for my financial well-being in life, it would have never happened. And most of them still graze with each other. Most of them still go day to day about, you know, how bad the economy is, how broke everything is. To me, right now, these are the most positive times in the history of our company. You know why? Because I can touch people's lives. I can change them. I can have an opportunity to give him something. Greatest gift you can give a human being is an opportunity in life that can fulfill the obligations to their family and their future. Wouldn't you agree? And some of you are waiting back and wondering, you know, whether or not I should talk to this individual. I talk to everybody because, again, I don't know who's going to be the next great success story in the world of prepaid legal. But I know what we've got today, and I know what you've learned in the process of this little bit of the training today. If you watch me do my presentation, all you have to do is break it down in four parts. Now, some of you notice now, you know, I didn't get much sleep last night, but you notice I didn't miss a beat, did I? Okay? I don't use a lot of PowerPoints, which I think is great, wonderful today, because I think you should use all that. But the point I'm trying to make is everything that I do is just what? I just do it, okay? But if you look at my presentation today, I break it down in 4 points. Write this down. Number one is the credibility of the company, which covers 4 issues. It covers company, timing, market, and competitive edge, okay? We're the only dance in North America. You don't have to worry if you got any competition, all right? Everybody out there today is competing with somebody with something else. We really don't have any competition. None of you in this room have probably, until somebody actually physically approached you with prepaid legal, had you ever even been approached with this before. In the 16 years that I have traveled on a plane, I've never sat beside anybody that's owned a membership. Never. And that's why my excitement. The lady in the lobby, the couple that I was with last night, nobody knows, nobody's ever owned a membership. You can run around almost every small town in America and just do a survey. Say, I'm just doing a survey. Do you happen to know, or are you familiar with prepaid legal services, and do you own a membership? Thank you. I guarantee if you went to 100 houses in Utah today, you probably wouldn't find but one that owned our membership. And some of you go, well, you know, it's saturated. It can never saturate. As long as there's sex. It can never stop. Are you with me? Somebody says, well, when is this going to saturate? When this stops. And here in Utah, it seems to be a thriving, you know. Now, not many other people prepaid can do this, okay, all right? Or would even attempt it, okay? But I will tell you, think about this. Our business will multiply and multiply and multiply. Here, let's take a look at Mark's family, okay? All right? This is Mark's 2 people, mom and dad. From mom and dad have come how many? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, everybody get in the picture. This started it. Okay, all right. Now, those 10 kids today, okay, mom and dad at one time, probably, you know, how old's mom and dad today?
63.
Well, they're young, okay, all right. But let's just say this, we'll go back a little farther. They never had medical coverage, they never had automobile coverage, right? And then when that industry gave birth, okay, they became what? They became members of what? They owned a hospitalization product, right? And they owned an auto product, would you all agree?
Yeah.
Okay, and at one time, all 10 of these kids, probably not all because because, you know, just the age factors, but let's just say all 10 of them fell under this umbrella, didn't they? Okay, so if kid number one was sick, he fell under mom and dad's hospitalization program and took care of it, and so on and so forth, okay? But what happened is that these birds eventually left the nest. So what happened is that when Mark left the nest, he could no longer tie into this product. So he had to independently become his own hospitalization and own the same product that mom and dad did. Okay? And so did the other 10 kids. So all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the points I'm trying to make to you. Is that if this was prepaid legal, which it is at this very point in time in the history that we're in right now, this is prepaid legal, okay? If this is our company, prepaid legal, and this family owns it, all 10 kids fall under this, don't they? But at some point in time, all 10 of these are going to leave the nest, aren't they? And when they leave the nest, now instead of having one membership in this downline, you now have 10 more. So one membership just created 10, and now there are 11 memberships in that organization. Now these 10 kids, how many have come from here? The 10. How many of these 10 have children? Take a shot. You've got 6. I'm moving to Utah. Now, these 6 fall under this umbrella. Are you with me? Now, eventually, death do us part, we know here at some point, okay? But you're going to see how this process works. All 6 of them are going to become what? prepay legal members because they bought into what the product and value are. So one begot one, then begot 10, who begot 6. Now all of a sudden there's 17 memberships in this one line. And now you take 9 other kids, and you probably got somewhere in the neighborhood of another 50 or better kids. Okay, all right? And all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting paid on nearly 100 memberships because of sex. Isn't this exciting? I mean, it is so exciting when you start breaking this down, understanding where this thing is really heading, that you're generationally creating incomes you're not even ever going to see, that your families are going to get paid on, that you'll be dead and gone, and the bottom line is your children's because of the way, just the mathematics of the way the world works and the credibility this establishes and how much more of a need that it is, you're just creating a massive amount of opportunity. That's why, this is probably some very unique training you've never had before. We're close to quitting time here?
Whenever you're done.
Okay, what time is it? 1:30? What time do we say we're going to give up here? 1:45? So I just got a few more minutes, okay? So again, we've got it all summed up, okay? All right? Use the don't let the tools and the tapes be too much for you. Some of you got too much stuff. Are you with me? Okay, find some things that work for you, simplicity-wise, and just keep using that, okay? Don't get into 15,000 different things. And again, remember that the wheel of opportunity that I talked to you about today, it all comes back down to recruiting is the key to it. See, I don't know where the focus of some people may be. I have a large group organization in the world of prepaid legal. Very large group organization. I didn't go out to recruit them in group. Okay? By recruiting them, they fell within that spoke because that became their comfort zone. All right? So today, you may have the extra. I don't do group. Why? I'm really not trained. But there are people that I've sponsored who have the ability to do that, who have spent years of their lives maybe in that arena, that this just fits easily for them. Okay? But I don't want to take somebody and train them in a market area that's out of their comfort zone. Okay? So again, today, it comes back down to the attitude that you're going to have in the business. What kind of attitude do you got? Are you going to quit the minute of something happens? You know, my sponsor told me one day somebody would eventually call and say they're going to quit. I had a guy call one day and he said, "Well, Dave, I'm going to get out of the business." And I said, "Man, that's great." He said, "What do you mean it's great?" I said, "Well," I said, "look, up until this point, I said, you know, my sponsor has been pretty good. But he told me eventually I'd get a call where somebody's going to quit." And I didn't believe him. So I said, "Now I believe the fact that all the information he's given me is good. How can I help you out?" He was looking for me to keep him in. I said, "No, get out." He said, "Oh, well, maybe I won't quit." And I said, "No, come on now." You know, do you need to get your cancer, your membership? Do you need to tell me how you want to quit? Okay? Get out of the way. Bottom line is simply the fact is, what little nuisance thing got in your life that made you think that this was a bad deal?
"Well, I called the law firm. I didn't get the answer I was looking for."
Well, you got two choices. Like a lady told me one day, she said, "Well, how do I know I'm going to get the right answer?" I said, "You may not." I said, "But here's your choices in life. You're going to call and get the wrong answer for $300 an hour or for $26 a month. Which one do you want to choose?" I said, "So you're going to get the wrong answer. What do you want to pay, $26 for it or $300 for it?" She said, "Well, I'd rather pay $26. I said, "You're smart. Here's a membership form. Get in." Somebody said, "Well, if somebody hits you too hard with something, say, look, back off. You say, look, our business is not for everybody. Our membership is not for anybody. It's generally designed for intelligent people." Okay? Not everybody buys prepaid legal, but most intelligent people do. Because you know why? It's common sense. Don't tell me today as a guest here. I might insult you. You might get mad at Dave Savoy, but you didn't get here stupidly. Okay, you didn't drive southbound on a northbound lane. Okay? You got here, and again, you understand the value. So people today in America have two choices. $300 an hour or $26 a month. That's their choices. There are no other choices. Okay? Other than the public defender system. So which makes sense? It's all comes back down to it. Nobody knows this exists. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. That's why I'm so excited. Somebody said, well, Dave, you make millions of dollars a year. You've got millions of dollars in residual income. You can go to the beach and spend all your time on the beach. And I do. You know what I do is I go, but everywhere I go, there's other people. Somebody sitting beside me. Somebody walking the beach. I do not have the ability to walk the beach by myself. Okay? I catch up with people. Hey, where are you guys going? So those are great looking toes you got. Have some what? Fun. You're all too uptight. See, ladies and gentlemen, you know, make more money is what we got to do. Well, you understand that? Yeah, we don't have to sit around and worry about what. We got to go make more now. We got to go make more. Whatever's been lost in the market's lost, okay? But if it comes back, it comes back. Don't worry about it. Go make more. Okay? Too many people sitting around the kitchen table tonight just going, you know, look what's happened to you. Oh, my God. You know, go make more. Get the hell out of what you're doing. Go do something else. See? This ain't no time to be babying. We didn't get here by screwing. We got here. This country was built by backbone. Okay? It was built by backbone. Okay? And, you know, that, so don't give me your wimpy things, all right? You know, when I take one of my football players to the side, I don't do it like this. Johnny, let me explain something to you. We're not getting this block right here. And because of it, my running back's getting killed. Could you please help out here? That's not how I talk to my football players. You don't want to know how I talk to my football players. You know, the bottom line is, it comes back down to, you had an opportunity to earn this position. Now let me explain something to you very quickly. You're one more play away from being replaced in this game. And the bottom line is, you're a part of a team, and what you do affects the people behind you running the football. Now I expect the fact that you're going to block, because the next block you don't throw, you're going to be sitting over here. So you make that decision right now. Okay? You can't win championships by just basically, sitting there, you know, mealy-mouthing some person you got to be tough. It's a locker room. We're in the biggest game we've ever played. What quarter are you in your life? I'm in my fourth quarter. 61 years of age, I'm in my fourth quarter of life. Statistically. Agreed? It's going to be the best fourth quarter I ever had. It's going to be the best fourth quarter. I've been talking on the calls lately about football a lot, because getting in the red zone is a very important factor. I mean, you all realize that? The red zone is a critical factor. The people who are in the, in the championship game with, any of the games, even when you're, your Big U plays Alabama, who's going to win the red zone? Alabama's not in the national championship because it didn't win the red zone. Settled for field goals. Can't do that. You get in that 20-yard line, you got to buckle it up. That's when the greatest enthusiasm and excitement, and what I tell my team, the most critical time is that red zone. Is once we get there, then we've got to end it. And we've got to end it with a touchdown, not a field goal. We can't accept a 3-point score when there's 7 waiting for us. Okay? And that's where we got to button it up today. Okay? Some of you are not in the right habits right now. You're not out there every single day. The system that I taught many years ago to people in the world of prepaid legal was my system was 2 a day in a weekly meeting. 2 plus Andrew David equals income. 2 a day. And then the weekly meeting system. Meetings make money. And that's when I told people that was my algebra formula for success. See, goal setting is a big deal, right? Everybody tells you got to have a goal. Well, everybody in this room has a goal. You want to live. Am I right? Yeah. That's your goal. You want to live. And you want to live more abundantly and better. Would you agree? Yeah. All right? So the bottom line is, don't give me long-term goals. Because long-term goals are a bunch of crap. Somebody said, what is your long-term goal? I already know what it is. You want to live. Okay? But if you set long-term goals, let me tell you what's going to happen to you. You'll take a long time to get there. I told Mr. Stonecipher I won't see him in 3 years. Not 30. 3. Now, I've been here 17. But I said I'll see you in 3. Because my goal factor was what I was going to do each and every day. Write this down. Your day-to-day goals will be your ultimate success formula. It's what you do each and every day. If you're going to be a good snow skier, you're skiing every day. If you're going to be a great runner, you're going to run every day. If you're going to be a great weightlifter, you're going to weightlift every day. If you're going to be a great golfer, like Tiger Woods, when he didn't make the cut, somebody said, what are you going to do? I'm going to go practice. He wound up winning 11 more tournaments in a row after that, okay? It's day-to-day goals. Day-to-day goals will eat up short and long-term goals, okay? So it's what you do every day. Every single day, and Mark's saw twice in the last 24 hours, me talking to people. I don't walk by him. He's nonchalantly walked into him. That one couple last night actually came up before they left at the baggage area. That was 1:30 in the morning, okay? All right? So every day I do two a day equals income, every day. And then the weekly meeting. How are churches built? Think about it. Churches were built because of the fact, and whatever religion you are here today, okay, the bottom line is simply the fact is that churches were built because people followed whatever they're reading, okay? All right? And then they set up a place for people to go. Am I correct? Okay, that's why today I'm going to give you the last four things I'm going to give you, and this is it. Four simple recipes that you must to become a great leader in prepaid legal. Number one, the two-a-day PBRs. You must be doing PBRs each and every day. Each and every day. Why? You'll get better and stronger at it as you go. Okay? Number one, PBRs. The second thing is be on your conference calls with your organizations. Why do you need to be on conference calls? Because there's information there. You'll pick up information. Things will be said on that call that will give you things that will enhance your businesses. Third thing, be at the weekly meeting. Why do you need to be at the weekly meeting? If you're not there, how do you learn? Somebody said, well, you know, I don't have a guest. Your guest is not important. You're the important person. Okay? The most important person in the business is you, not your guest. You need to come to the weekly meeting. Why? Because it's a charging factor. It's a charging factor. Why do people go to church on Sunday? Because they may know the Bible inside and out, okay? The bottom line is they go to reinforce what they read. Am I right? How many of you have went to the church on a Sunday when you really didn't want to go, okay? Or whatever it was, you know, whatever day of the week it may have been, and you didn't want to go. But you were glad you were there when you got there. Because what was said was important that time. Because we're all a battery in life. We're all gonna go down and, you know, our charge will go down. We go to there to be recharged. You go to weekly meetings to be recharged, okay? And then the fourth and last thing is be at the national convention. We got a big convention coming up in Oklahoma. Why do you need to be there? It's your business. It's not, you know, you don't work for Prepaid Legal. You own this company. This is a business you're going to turn over your family members down the road someday, okay? So the bottom line is you need to be at the national convention so you can see the bigger picture. You know, how many of you, you know, some of you might be going to the Alabama Sugar Bowl game, all right? Is anybody going to that game in the room? Okay, we've got one person going, okay? Now, we'll all watch it on TV, but he's going to experience something different, okay? Because the enthusiasm, the tailgating, all the build-up before it, we don't see. All we see is the flipping of the coin and the kickoff, all right? We get excited about it, but the bottom line is that when you're there, you get the whole picture. When you go to Oklahoma City, take another an hour drive down to Ada, see the facility, walk through it, you'll know that this is for real. When you see 15,000 people sitting around you, you know we didn't pay all these people to show up. And when you see the attorney generals and all the people that are attaching themselves to our company, you'll know where this company's going. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why I'm in Utah today. Not in Utah for any other reason. The fact is that if I can inspire you and get you a little bit more excited about where this is all going, okay, this is the most exciting time in the history of our company. And that's why today you need to lock and load and get after this thing. Don't worry about your upline. Well, my upline don't help me. Who cares? There's your upline. The founder of the company. He's everybody's upline. What are you worried about? Okay? You don't need to worry about your upline. You know, you're worried about you and your productivity in the business, all right? That's it. I got nothing else today other than the fact is that, you know, I could go on for hours and hours and hours. Any questions anybody want to ask me in the last couple of minutes? Oh, I did. It was 2:30 in the morning. Did that, right? All right, you know. Number one is credibility, and that covers the four steps of market, the company financial, timing, market, and competitive edge. Okay, that's the first section. The second is the five titles of the product. That's number two. Okay, which is just nothing but the five title brochure. Okay, the third part is the compensation. And the fourth part is a Kroger card. The Kroger card. How do you get in? All right. So number one is financial, which covers those four steps. Two is so if you were trying to copy my marketing, my presentation today, all you have to do is break it down in those four things. So when I get started in a presentation, I don't worry about the whole presentation. I break it down in sections. It's like practice. Today we're going to practice on blocking, 15 minutes. Tackling on 15 minutes, okay? Catching on 15 minutes, okay? And, you know, running backs for 15 minutes, whatever the situation may be, all right? So when you break it down that way, it's much easier for you to present, all right? Trying then to gather all this in. And when you do that, you'll have a better presentation is what it comes down to. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Mine. Secrets Out. It's a simple CD. It's all it is. Nothing real complicated. It's not that great. It's good enough. Okay. I had to do it in a. You know, I don't do it like I do these in life. I have to go into these studios with lawyers all around me. Not lawyers, but people making notes. Okay, what I can and can't say. So that's my CD I give them, okay? But use whatever you want, all right? But my CD basically explains what, you know, what the marketing plan is about. It's pretty, some of you use it, okay? All right? That's what I give them. What else? Anybody else?
Are you going to win the bowl game?
Am I going to win the bowl game? Yeah. Me? I didn't win the bowl game. I lost my game. I lost that one, okay? But that's okay. I've won four other ones. All right? Any other questions? Anybody else like to throw something else? Yes, sir. Just the fact that we're going to add more money to the plan. You know, I mean, really, that's all it comes down to. Everybody's getting all worked up about something. We're just going to do what we continue to do, give more money. We're going to give more money when other companies aren't giving more money. So all it's going to do is enhance your business. We will do nothing that won't enhance your income and business, okay? So that's all I'm going to tell you about it, all right? You know, go ahead. Well, I'm going to say him. I said, you probably wonder what I do. One of the greatest stories, I was coming back from L.A. I got on a plane because I had come back from Hawaii. Guy was sleeping on the plane. The plane was full. We're flying along. 30 minutes outside land. This guy still hasn't woken up yet. I'm thinking, gee. So I shoved him. I said, I'm sorry, sir. Did you ask me what I did for a living? If you hung around me today or any day, it'd be fun. Okay? I don't care where you take me. It'll be a great time. And you'll wind out, so you'll see how I work and how I recruit people. Okay? Huh?
I said, party's at your house tonight.
The party's at my house tonight. Any other questions before we end up today? Go ahead, one more. Yes, ma'am.
What if they say it's just a big scam and
say, you know, here's what I say. Look, I'm sure glad you said that because, you know, we got everybody fooled. He says, number one, we're a New York Stock Exchange company. Can you imagine us fooling them? And I said, have you seen the list of attorney generals that are part of our... I says, the governors and lieutenant governors and insurance commissions? I says, I said, what scam are you with? Are you okay? I said, explain to me what exactly is a scam, and then maybe I can help you with this, okay? How is it a scam? Explain to me what is a scam, okay? So number one, I said, you're an intelligent individual, very sharp lady. I said, number one, okay, see how I come back to the compliment, okay? I said, look, you couldn't be a New York Stock Exchange company publicly traded with every regulatory body in the world looking at you that you wouldn't have been basically exposed from this point on. For 36 years, I don't think you can scam anybody for that long, okay? All right? So I says, you know, what's happened is you've got some misinformation, and as a result of it, probably somebody is fairly unintelligent. And so what I'm going to do, since you are an intelligent individual, I'm going to sit down with you and explain to you this, okay? And then once you understand it, you'll have a better opinion. And so the next time somebody brings it up, you can basically solve it real quick with them, okay? Everybody getting it? I come right back with a compliment. Are you with me? You're too intelligent. Well, I've taken a look at this before. Well, then you must own our membership. Well, no, I don't own it. Well, I said, then you didn't look at it. I said, if you'd have looked at it, you'd own it. You're a very sharp individual. See what I come back with? You're a very sharp individual. All right? Constantly saying that about people. All right? If you say that over and over again, they'll like you. Okay? You're too sharp. All right? Well, I think I know all about this. No, you're too sharp to make that statement. Okay? I said, if number one, I said, if you knew all about it, you'd own the membership. Okay? I said, that's why I'm going to give you 15 minutes of my life to share it with you. And I said, at that point in time, you'll have a better understanding of what our service and our product is about. In fact, I need somebody like you to understand it so that people aren't misinformed. Okay? Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. So let me ask you a question, okay? So look, maybe at the time that you tried it, you didn't have enough good information or good training, okay? And I said, that's a good possibility. I said, we try a lot of things in life. Would you agree? Okay? I said, have you ever eaten at one of your favorite restaurants and one night it wasn't so good? Okay? I said, you know, have you ever had a flat tire on your car? Yeah. I said, did you quit putting tires back on? So you tried another one, right? So, you know, you tried it, but you tried another one. Am I right? So the point I'm trying to make is maybe you didn't get a lot of good information. There are people that looked at prepaid legal 20 years ago that said, well, I tried it 20 years ago. 20 years ago is a whole different menu than it is today, okay? Times have changed, all right? You know, if somebody would have brought you back in, I don't know. Somebody would have brought you in a microwave oven before they ever hit the marketplace and said, look, you stick your food in here, press a button, it's going to be cooked in a minute. You would have looked at it and said, what? Okay, all right. But it took time, okay? I said, that's what prepaid legal is. I said, we're just a company that's, we're in our growth period. We're in our growth. It's taken a long time before we've taken our baby steps. We've made a lot of mistakes along the way. And maybe, by the way, the person that introduced you to prepaid legal at that point in time, maybe didn't share a lot of all the information with you. Maybe they weren't that knowledgeable of it, okay? Let's sit down again and let me share with you what our business is about. I'm sure that you don't have all the facts and information, okay? That's all. You know, I've tried that. Well, have you ever had a flat tire? Yeah. So did you ever try another tire? Okay. Look, we're going to make mistakes. Okay. As I said, you can make it for $300 an hour or $26 a month. Which is your choice? Am I right? Am I right? You've been a law officer for a long time, Mark. Did any law officers make mistakes?
No, we're perfect.
You're perfect, right? Did a dog ever bite the wrong person? More than once, am I right? So somebody made a mistake, am I right? You know, have you ever not made a mistake? I make plenty of them every day. I screw up all the time. But write this down. Oh, see, you can get me in a whole nother training area here, okay? Write down the word apology. Apologize to people. Be very apologetic. Okay? I call people up that I introduced the program to 15 years ago. I said, Bill, this is Dave Svoboda. Remember me? Yeah. I said, look, Bill, the reason I called today, I called to apologize to you. You called to apologize? Well, you don't owe me no apology. Yes, I do. This afternoon, I was sitting around. I said, I was watching TV, and I said, all of a sudden, your name popped up in my head. And I remember about 15 years ago when I called you up and I was introducing my business to you, Prepaid Legal. I said, what a terrible job that I did. And I just got to thinking about it. And I just wanted to call today and tell you I apologize for the way I presented it to you back then. And I said, will you accept my apology? He said, certainly, Dave, I'll accept your apology. He said, by the way, how's prepaid going? I said, you know, it's funny you ask. You know, maybe this week if I get a little time, I'll stop by your house for a few minutes and we'll sit down and I'll kind of share with you some of the things that we've been doing up to this point in time. Okay? See how I do it? I apologize to people. Apologize. All right? The apologies, everything is done in a very conscientious way to people. Let me leave you with this today. Go out of your way in life. If somebody throws, if you walk by today and you see a can laying on the ground, don't walk by it. Stop and pick it up. Somebody will say, well, I didn't throw that can. That's okay. All right? The bottom line is America gets because you made the decision. You pick the can up and put it away even though somebody else threw it out the window. Okay? So today, be apologetic with people. Okay? Maybe you talked to some people a while back. Call them up and apologize. All right? Okay? You know, sometimes this Christmas, I'll probably go to a few houses with a bow on me. Says, I brought you your gift today. What is it? Some meat? See, I have fun, you know. You know, people come to my door or come to see me, I talk with them, okay? I don't care who you are, I invite you in. If you're the bug man, you're coming in my house. I had a bug man come to the door one day and he said, I said, who are you? He said, I'm the bug man. He says, you here to kill my bugs? He says, yeah. I said, man, leave them alone. He says, those are good bugs. He said, well, your wife hired me. Oh, okay. And I said, I said, how about a glass of water? How about a cup of water? How about a bottle of water? How about a sandwich? You like to have breakfast with us? Next thing I got him sitting there, and I said, by the way, before you kill the bugs, I want you to watch this video. I don't care who you are. The garbage men, I'm out there complimenting them all the time. 6 o'clock in the morning, man, I'm out there. Hey, guys, can I ride with you today? Man, you can't ride with us. Oh, come on. One day I walked out, I had all my CDs, I had a whole bunch of them. It was 6:30 in the morning. I said, hey guys, let me ride with you. And they said, well, why? I said, well, I said, look, I want to drop some of my CDs off as we're going around picking up the cans, you know. They said, you can't do that. And I said, well, how about doing me a favor? Every time you go by, would you promise me I'll give you these right here, and after you dump the can, put one of my CDs in the bottom. Am I right? Because what's the first thing you do when you go get your garbage can? You lift a lid to see if everybody has got everything out. And when you see my CD down there, you might just reach down and play it. Now, are you all with it? But I compliment my garbage man. You know why? When you see my cans, they're all lined up perfectly. Everybody else looks like a tornado hit the street. Be nice to people. Change their lives. Okay? Bottom line is, I don't care what you do for a living, because of who you are. The garbage man may have been an engineer one time. Who knows another person? Who knows another person? Who knows another person is going to lead me to my next executive director? So look at the bigger picture, okay? You know, yesterday I was at Stone Mountain, Georgia, just enjoying myself with my granddaughter. I mean, I dress up as Santa Claus. I do all that stuff. And I get a big kick out of all that stuff, okay? But I love to go into the little theme parks and ride the rides. I mean, I ride Dumbo. I mean, I'll get on the little carts. I'll ride the ponies if they let me on them. I have fun, okay? I have fun. Life is too short. And I'm going to make the best shot I can make at this thing. So today I leave you with this, you know, this today's so-called resolution to yourself. Make a commitment today that you're going to go out and build this thing. That you're going to quit fooling around with it. Okay? Some of you just fooling around with it. You think this is a hobby. Okay? All right? Remember, sex. Massive growth. And if you have trouble recruiting, let me leave you with my last way of recruiting I teach everybody across the country. Blindfold yourself today and walk around the shopping mall in Salt Lake. And eventually you'll bump into somebody. And when you do, you can lift up your blindfold and they'll probably look at you and say, hey, look, why are you walking around this shopping mall blindfolded? And you can blame it on me. You say, well, this guy from Georgia said if I walked around the shopping mall long enough blindfolded, I'd eventually bump into somebody who might be interested in making money. Are you that person? If they say no, just put the blindfold on and keep on going. God bless everybody today. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
gray sky. Hello, blue.
Also has a little present for you, I guess.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay. See you, boss. Thanks for coming.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
You might want to use a speaker.
Yeah, we'll do that. We Idaho's in the house, and we're glad to be here, in spite of the snow. But those of you who are watching the news know that Glenn Beck made a trip up through Idaho not too long ago, and we were able to persuade him to give us his autograph for a very special friend of ours in Prepaid Legal. So here's the new Christmas book with Glenn Beck's autograph with our appreciation.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
And Mark, I want to thank Mark and Leslie yesterday for picking me up. I appreciate that. For Dave for buying me. they don't know what that means. Many of you know the Stone Cipher Foundation. You know, there's a fundraiser every year to help the universities, and there was a bidding factor, and if you bidded so much, I put myself up for bid, is what it came down to, and you got to congratulate Dave. Dave paid the highest dollar amount for me. My commitment was to come to Utah and do this function. I would have came anyway, but I'm glad he spent. Well, the money didn't go in my pocket anyway. Look, I will come back because you've proven today that you know you're dedicated people. And give me about 4 months or 90 days, 4 months, and I'll come back up. Okay.
Now the story behind the story is that auction was supposed to end at a certain time, and then they extended the auction, and I was worried that someone was going to go outbid me, so I went and outbid myself so that I could guarantee that we got it. And we didn't have time to take you all over the state of Utah, but we got you a coffee table book for you and Bev, and then some of the leaders have thrown some nice comments in here. For you guys
Thanks
to see what you tell us.
Appreciate all of you. Happy holidays.
Give them a hand, guys. Give them a hand. All right. Now, the cat kind of slipped out of the bag. I believe it was Val that asked that question. What about the big announcements for January? Some of you guys were on a conference call that we had a few nights ago where they're going to pump a lot more money into the compensation plan. In spite of the fact that, you know, people are making $1 million their third year working with Prepaid Legal, Mr. Stonecipher has committed to even add more money, and it's staggering how much more money they're going to be adding. In fact, a good friend of mine, Mark Smith, out of California, was running the numbers just on another one of our mutual friends. And he said, based on what you're currently doing right now, if we didn't change anything other than the new compensation plan, we'd add another $300,000 to $400,000 a year to your income based on what's happening right now. And there's people in this room that will not double their income, but triple, quadruple, and even many more advances in the compensation plan. And so we've got a couple announcements that we're going to do. First one is there's about 40 people on our team going on a cruise with us here in 3 weeks. About 3 weeks. We're taking about 40 people on a cruise to Mexico. And we do this every year. We, as a Christmas gift, me and my wife give all of our executive directors a cruise to Mexico to just go down there and have fun, all expenses paid. And not everybody in this room is on my team, but I hope you don't know if you are or aren't, because we always play team. Is that right? Okay, so we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to open up a contest for a cruise to everybody, whether you're on our team or not. Okay, and it's going to be based on making the right decisions. And what we're going to do, and the ladies at the registration table have been assigned to, when you buy your Super Saturday tickets, to note down how many you buy, And there will be, I reserve the right to amend this contest and add other ways to earn points to this contest in the future. Today, the only requirement is for everyone that buys a ticket, we will give you 1 point, and then there will be 1 ticket with your name go into a hopper. Okay, so you have a chance. If you do nothing else, when you leave here today, you'll have a chance at going on a cruise to Mexico with a bunch of executive directors. So that's awesome, whether you're exec or not. You'll have a chance. There will be other things where we may say, hey, this week everyone at the business briefing, all the meeting coordinators will have tickets, and that week, a special week, boom. Or we may say, hey, 5 points this week for every person that you bring as a guest. And all of a sudden, you can add 5 tickets in that week. We reserve the right to, you know, give extra bonus points in the future for other things. But today it's going to start today. Now, for everyone, some of the people in the room buy 5 tickets because, you know, we have a promotion. You get 5 for the price of 4. They like to save money. And they may give those tickets to other people that come and other people that they recruit over the next month. But they'll keep the points because they're the ones that bought those tickets. So even though your other people may be coming, and isn't it awesome to fill the room up with your team? I mean, I look at the recruiters, the top recruiters and producers. I'm like, how many of them are on Ryan Burns' team? It's like, if you're going to get beat and come in 5th place, it's nice to have 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st place on your team beating you in that contest, okay? So we don't want to fill that room with people on our team. So, because we have some major announcements that are going to be dropped at the beginning of January, and we can't tell you anything about those right now, we have one of the corporate officers that is going to be flying in to be going through not only all the new promotion money, but some of the other things on persistency and retention and recruiting and selling. She has been with the company since literally almost day one. She has been here for almost 30 years. I don't know the exact amount of time. Mr. Zavulo probably could tell us, but she has been with Prepaid Legal since, you know, literally when it had 5 people sitting there in the marketing department. Talk about a pioneer who's watched all the growth, all the learning curves, everything that's happened. But this is a person that Mr. Stonecipher leans on heavily for knowledge, for information, for direction in the company when they run promotions, when they run certain things. This is a person that he calls and says, hey, listen, what do we need to do to change this or this or this? And there's nobody in the company that knows more about the ins and outs on how to keep people on the books and add more people on the books, because she sees all the actuary data at the corporate office. And we've never, ever in the state of Utah, never, ever been able to free up her schedule so that she will come in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Melanie Lawson will be here next month in January. Give it up. I'm telling you. You also, if you want a friend on the inside of corporate office, that's a friend that you definitely want to make sure she knows you on a first name basis, because she can grease a lot of axles later on in your prepaid legal life for you. So, leaving here today, you guys, you definitely want to make sure you get your tickets, so that not only are you committed to be here at the event in January, and it's January 10th. Put that in your calendar. January 10th. I know that there's going to be a lot of deadheads rolling in here because our cruise ends on the 9th. So we got a lot of old people, you know, going to be screaming back from Mexico to get here on time. Yes, we will make it. We will be here for that event on the 10th. You not only want to get your tickets, but for those of you that want to put 5 tickets in the hopper for eligibility to be on the cruise with us next year, you definitely want to make sure that, hey, you get those today. 5 tickets, you get them for the price of 4. Also, there's tons of supplies and stuff. Mr. Seville said, hey, look, you got to have magazines. You got to have CDs, DVDs. You've got to have something that you can be planting seeds out there. They're available back there. And remember, the secret DVD is half price. Half price today. You can get those back there. Excellent Christmas gifts. Something that absolutely will help build anybody's belief level in themselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. We'll see y'all at the top. Have a good one.